Cider sucks though.
So I'm actually like a real big cider person.
That sucks, man. He goes, but you know, I'm ready to shoot a movie. He goes, but it's not that good, I'll be honest with you.
Re-release the GoldenEye game. Like, they didn't upgrade shit. Like, telling my son, like, oh man, we're buying that. Like, we were playing it, and I was like, man, this was like our Call of Duty back in the day. And he was just like, man, these graphics are epic. And I was like,
man, like, not unless you're gay, man.
Get all of my throat clearing.
But yeah, man. Let's start open. Lyrical's back, guys, this week. Thank you guys for joining TFTI. Lyrical came back. He was gone last week, but he's back today. And Juan is back as well. So we have our producer back. We have our co-producer, Wolf,
fully
in the back.
Fully staffed.
Yeah, we're fully staffed.
What's up, everybody?
Hello. Wolf.
Hello, hello.
And then we actually have a guest today. Really good artist, someone we met from Fort Worth. So this is our actual first time meeting in person. But we've talked on Instagram and we've followed each other for a good minute. I have Daniel D Flow here with us today, guys. Welcome to TFTI.
Appreciate it.
I don't have a clapping thing, but I have something.
That could be one.
I took it off. It had the clapping thing, and then I was like, I took them off, and then I realized, oh, there was a whole way I could have done it on the other side, but yeah, it's okay.
Do you prefer to be called?
Bro, it really don't matter. Honestly, D-Flow is kind of weird to me, bro, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's a name that just stuck because, like, my name's Daniel Flores.
Mm-hmm. Oh, got you.
Everybody took D-Flow. I mean, since I was, like, 12. People me Flo or D-Flow. Most of my people call me Flo, actually. But then now...
Like from Progressive?
Yeah. Literally, I was about to say that. Most people call me Flo. But yeah, D-Flow. Daniel's fine. Whatever. It don't really matter.
It feels weird saying the name Daniel because that's my name.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I used to go by D-Lo. Like a lot of people used to call me D-Lo because we had three Daniels in my group. We had a Daniel Cejas, Daniel Sandoval, and then me.
Jeez.
So we would call them by their last names and then they would just call me D-Lo.
Where'd that come from? The D-Lo, like
Lopez.
Oh, I didn't know. But he was like,
just as creative. Yeah, yeah.
Right? He was like, a little down low.
He was like my first AOL screen name. Yeah.
D-Lo, I got it right here.
D-Lo curious.
So Daniel, I do want to ask you something. So I was listening to your music, and I actually wanted to ask you: are you a Christian rapper?
That gets asked a lot. I say no, because I mean, I am a Christian, I will say, but I'm just a Christian who raps, right? So, like, anything that I talk about in my music or anything that I say is going to be, at least for me, and my artistry is going to come from my real personal life. So, like, anything that I say or put in a rhyme is going to be from my personal life. So, of course, that's going to be part of my whatever I create.
Yeah,
it's
going
to be part of my music. So, it just comes with it, but, like, I don't label it, like, I'm a Christian artist or whatever, like, you know, I don't put myself in that box or whatever. Cause I mean,
no,
what does that really mean?
And that, and I like that. My brother, Jesse, he used to be one of the producers here and, he's an artist as well, but he considers himself a Christian rapper and Christian artist. And I always tell him, I'm like, you should take away the Christian part. And not necessarily because I'm telling you that, not to talk about Jesus or nothing like that. You definitely should do it, be like that. But like, the moment someone hears it's a Christian song, it turns them away. But if no one knows it's a Christian song and you're talking about God, they, all of a sudden it becomes their favorite song. Yeah. All of a sudden it's a regular song. Yeah. I was like, I think you need to get away from that in order for people to actually take the time to listen to your music and be like, oh shit, this guy's an actual artist.
That's true. It does kind of change like how you go into it. Because 100%. Then you're just expecting like praise music.
I'm going to play
and
then it's one of your like, songs.
Well, that's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you didn't know, like we were just texting about it today, like, is he a Christian rapper or is it because I've noticed that you do speak a lot about God in your verses,
for sure.
But it was like, well, I don't know if he actually is or not. So we were like, well, I mean, that's a good question to ask.
Yeah. And I want to just play a little bit of one of your songs so people can kind of get a little hint of it. You're a very good artist. Like, and I'm not saying none of the artists that have come on here are shitty. Some of them, maybe not our style, but we love all of them. All of them are great. All of them have been, you know, they all have their own type of music, but it's very, just me personally liking someone's music or liking some, you know, it's just very hard because I like, I don't know, I like different type of dark
you
music.
You rap too at one point, did you?
I did a long time ago. Hell yeah.
So you probably have but with that, just having any knowledge of like rap, you view it differently.
Of course. So I understand where the artist is coming from. So I can tell when an artist is being real, genuine, or just bullshitting on a song, you know? I listened to yours and the first song I listened to was the Protect Your Peace.
Yeah.
Bro, hard. Holy shit, bro. Like, I really, like, I was like, after hearing that, I was like, I have to listen to everything. I was like, this is fucking great. And I'm gonna play everybody a little snippet of what it is. It won't get flagged. Don't flag us, please, Flo. Don't copyright us. Use it. And we can play it here in the background just so people can hear a little bit of it. But, like, man,
appreciate it's really it, man, good, for real. There's actually a story behind this song. Like, I can talk about it.
Oh yeah, no, tell us. You're gonna tell us for sure. Really good, man.
Through life struggles, all we seeking is peace. It's in my head and my belief. Most of us feel the same, but it's something that's hard to reach. Not a subject they don't teach, and it's deeper than just sitting with a drink by the beach. Cause I'm learning in life.
It's keeping calm. And I'll give you guys a little snippet. You guys go check out D-Flow Music on Spotify, Apple.
Absolutely. I was about to say that. Please check it out. I just dropped that project March 23rd, so it's only been out a couple of what?
Month, maybe
almost,
2 months?
Yeah, almost 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out. But the story behind that song is actually, that was actually like for somebody. Mm-hmm. Like one of my friends who's like a super big influencer, has like a tons of followers, and he lives in that space.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a podcast too. It's like, his name's Trent Shelton. I don't
Trent
know.
Shelton? Yeah. Oh, the black dude?
Yeah,
I know. I know you're talking about. He's a motivational speaker.
Yeah. That's like really one cool of my guy. Best friends. Like,
hey, nice. His
wedding, all that. Like,
he's a really good guy. Like,
Yeah. And so I just performed that actually at his last event. It was nuts. But
nice.
Anyways, he'd been asking me for like forever to like make a Protect Your Peace song. Cause that's like his thing. Like, oh, he's always talking about protecting your peace. And I was like, bro, I just, as an artist, I would try to get it and would like try to write it. And I was just never in the headspace where I'm like, man, I'm just not feeling that, bro. I can't, like, it was either, I wasn't finding the right beat.
Yeah.
The words weren't coming to me. It was just like, whatever it was. So that song was like years in the making. Like, so like one day, just as an artist, I don't know if it's the gods, the music gods, whatever, the hip hop gods, it just, I found a beat and everything literally just clicked and
came
just
to it.
Like, maybe wrote that in like 20 minutes, 30 Not, minutes, probably longer than that.
That but shit was, happens sometimes, but, man. Yeah. Like, I'll write a first verse to something and then it's like, man, I want to put another verse on it, but nothing's hitting me.
Then
it's like 2 years later, then I remember it. And then all of a sudden I write that second verse like quick.
And then boom, everything kind of falls into place. And saying 20 minutes, I know something like, that's fast. But sometimes, like, when you're an artist, you've been doing it for years, you can knock something out in 20 minutes, an hour, and you can sometimes work on something for 8 months. That's the truth. And so I feel like sometimes when you, as an artist, you have to take advantage of those moments. Like, when you're writing and you get the idea, boom, immediately jump on it. Even if it took you those 30 minutes or an hour, 20 minutes, like, because you know how hard it is that you go months without being like, I can't figure out that other verse. I don't know a hook for this. And you're in your head too much. You're in your head. But then sometimes you find that one beat and you're immediately like, boom, let me jump on it. And it becomes one of the greatest ones that you've written. And you didn't even take too much of your time. But I do think a lot of waiting and a lot of, like, you know, in your head building things that you want, it all collides into whenever you did hear the beat, you're like, this is it.
Yep.
This is the one I can do this all to. So props to that, bro. It's a really, really good song.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, and just speaking to that, like, it's sometimes you're sitting with an idea for months and months. Maybe even, like, I'm actually looking at some of the stuff right here. Like, some of that stuff is, like, 2 years ago old. Like, you know what I mean? Where it was just, like, sitting on it forever, and it just never felt right to, like, put it out, or never felt like it was on the right, like, it was on the right project or the right, it just never felt like the right time. So some of that was sitting on for a long time. But those ideas, you mentioned it, like, those ideas that start in your head, like, as long as they're in there, they're going to come out.
Yeah.
Sometime. Oh, for sure. For sure.
I have shit still in there from, like, I just barely put something out that was, like, maybe 10, 12 years old. And it's, like, it just never really
hit.
Came out, it was just like, well, yeah, now I'll throw it out there.
Right time now.
Yeah.
And that's what happens usually with artists. Like, I've been working on my script, you can ask Juan, with like a year, like the Eyes of the Garden, and I'll have like a script done, send it to them, and I'm like, I don't like it, forget it, don't even read it, guys. You know, and they're like, well, okay. Or
I'll don't send worry, them. We didn't.
Oh, shucks, damn it. That was what I was about to do my whole afternoon. And so, yeah, I get it, you know, and then like with Six, it took, like, when I was writing Six, that one, shout out Six, that was on Prime, guys, and Tubi, guys, for free, and YouTube for free. Anyways, when I wrote Six, I remember writing the sequel to it first, and it took me, like, a month to write it, And I hated it so much. I hated the script. I didn't even want to make the movie. I was like, it felt so rushed. It felt so like just shitty, right? Like I was like, I can't do this. And so I remember a week before we were shooting, I needed one last confirmation that I was right, or if I've been in my head that the script sucks, right? So I showed my brother. My brother was like, no, this is great. And he co-wrote it. I'm like, shut the fuck up. This is not great. I was like, you're only saying that because, and then he's like, no, you need this. And I was like, no. So I sent it to my DP, the camera guy. Yeah. And I was like, well, he already knew the script. I was like, be honest. What do you think of Seven? And he's like, that sucks, man. He goes, but, you know, I'm ready to shoot a movie. He goes, but it's not that good. I'll be honest with you. And I was like, that's what I needed to hear. And then within an hour, I wrote the script to Six because I already had the short film. And I already had my ideas for what if I wanted to do a feature film. If someone funds me for a feature, this is what I would do. So I was like, why don't I just make a feature suit? And I wrote that within like an hour. The script, hour and a half, the whole script. And then I rewrote it, obviously, like the next day I rewrote some of it. And then throughout the weeks I would, you know, oh, I didn't like this. But yeah, it, some of those things just come and you're immediately like, boom, jump on it.
Yeah, write sometimes it. Like a word. Anything. Will like yeah. stick in and then yeah. it's like, man, I like that word. Like I want to use that mm-hmm. word. And then like I'll write an entire song just because I heard one word that kind of sounded cool.
Yeah. And you want to use it that way.
An idea and write like something down and just like maybe like, I don't know, use notes on your phone or whatever, mm-hmm. and just write like a couple bars.
Yeah.
And then come back to it way later on. You're like, man, why didn't I use that?
Yeah. 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 You know what I mean? I got notebooks full of stuff that like I'll look through every once in a while and it's like, man, that's actually pretty good. Like, and yeah. I don't remember it. Like, I just remember everything old being trash. And then now, like, I'll read it and like, okay, that line was pretty good out of like these 30 lines. Yeah. And it's like, I'll keep that.
I came up with this? What the fuck?
Yeah.
And there's the flip side of it too, though, sometimes where like you have this idea and then you don't do it on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you lose it. You try to take that idea again and it just never hits the same.
Because you're trying to force that feeling.
Yeah, you're trying to get that feeling back, yeah.
And that was one thing. I don't know if you listen to Atmosphere.
Ah, bro. Yeah, bro, you're speaking my language.
One of the, like an interview that Slug had, like he was talking about, like, because they were like, do you ever, you know, take something from like one beat and put it on a newer beat or, you know, like anything like that? And he was like real big on, you just got to capture the moment whenever you're in it. Like he was like, if I don't get to finish it or whatever, then it's gone. Like if we don't capture it in that moment, then it's gone.
Yeah, so no.
I wish I could do that.
I can relate to that so much, bro, because like if I don't, like that's why I try to tell people all the time. People are like, oh, do you like just write songs and come back to them? It's really hard for me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I start writing and I stop and then try to come, like if I write one verse
mm-hmm.
and then I try to come back to that song and write the second verse,
it's hard.
It's really hard.
The flow off, the vibe, everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like it's, that's why I like a lot of those, my Music Monday stuff, those little videos. That's because I just write them right then.
Mm-hmm.
When I do those, those are like, I literally do that like all at the same time.
On the spot, you're like, gotta do it right now.
I write it, record it,
yeah,
put it out. Like
especially because sometimes the way you're saying it, the delivery is like, I'm right here on point. And then like, you're like, I'll do this next week. And then you come next week and you're like, I'm not delivering it the way I want it. These words aren't coming out the way it was. Like none of it's flowing right. It sounds bad now. And it's like, oh, you're on your head and it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I've gone through that.
So you listen to a lot of Rhymesayers?
Oh yeah. So like when it comes to, well, I will say nowadays, I don't consume a lot of music nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where I'm at. Like,
yeah.
You look at my Spotify, it's my son listening to music more than me.
Oh, same. 100%. Yeah, like, I have to search. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
It's like my son or my girl. I'm like, why is Miley Cyrus Flowers? Why am I getting a notification that I'm in the top 10%? Like, what is going on? So I listen, like, some of my biggest influences, like Brother Ali.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Ali actually today. So when I do listen to music like hip hop, just going back to like their older stuff.
See, and I mean, Atmosphere just dropped an album, I think last week.
Yep.
And I want to go back and give it a second listen because I've only listened to it once and I've liked multiple songs, but I couldn't tell you which ones they were yet.
Yeah.
But Brother Ali, Aesop Rock, Greaves. Greaves is actually somebody that whenever I heard your style, I was like, man, that reminds me a lot of Greaves.
Wow.
And it's like, if you know him, then you'd know that's a really big compliment.
Well, I know of him. I need to, you're making me want to consume now.
Yeah. I like Greaves, like the delivery he has, like that really like kind of like smooth, but talking about real shit. Yeah, like he talks about like, anxiety. He talks about depression. He talks about like a bunch of like
real shit.
Really good shit. Yeah. And he does like singing and all that too. But yeah, Greaves is one. And my wife heard one of your songs today and she even said the same thing. He reminds me of Greaves. And,
I gotta listen to this.
Well, I know what I'm listening to on the way home.
I can
send
this.
You some stuff like some of my favorite stuff of him. But he's in Rhymesayers also.
I know the name. Like, if there was any label that I'd want to be a part of, it'd be like Rhymesayers.
Man, would be the only label to where I might actually consider signing a contract. Yeah. Like anything else, like it's like nah, fuck that. I'm not putting my name on shit. But if it was with them, then I might think about it.
Yeah.
No. What's the reason for them?
Because they love hip hop. They love music. Like they're just so none of them do anything to try to be popular. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's what I like about them. Like they're comfortable with their underground status. They don't need to try to cater to anybody. They just do whatever the hell. Mm-hmm. Like Brother Ali is a Muslim albino.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it's like, it's just like crazy, but he's amazing.
I saw him open up for Atmosphere. My brother took me to see Atmosphere.
Brother Ali lives in like, actually, I know this because this is kind of random, but he did a course on like, he did a writing one and a performing one. And I missed the writing one, but I did the performing one. So I did like a whole course with Brother Ali.
Nice.
It was like Zoom meetings. It was Zoom meetings every like Sunday. And it was like maybe like 10 of us in there. Mm-hmm. And he went through like just like
how
to perform, like all of everything, equipment, breath control, how to hold the mic, how he would like, it was dope. Like we got to interact with Brother Ali.
Man, that's awesome.
That was really the main reason why I did it, bro. I do like one show a year. And so I really was just like, man, I get to be in the Zoom like call with him. Like,
that's good
We were in like a Slack channel together and everything. But literally like as soon as the class was over, they're like, Slack channel's gone. Like,
Y'all may never reach out to him.
Yeah, that's it. Like gone.
This didn't exist.
But it was super dope. But yeah, I mean, because we were talking about Ali. But yeah, like that whole Rhymesayers crew, that whole just like, I don't even know how I came. I don't know how I came on. Actually, I do now I think about it. You know MERS?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you know MERS and Atmosphere did that, the Felt stuff.
Yeah, Felt, yeah.
So I knew MERS from, this is off the wall, like I found MERS through John Cena. I'm kind of a nerd and I like wrestling, so whatever.
You're good.
So yeah. I'm 36 years old.
Yeah, I'm a Batman fan. I'm 32. Yeah. I'm fine, bro. We all got it.
John Cena was rapping and he did a song with MERS. He was on a remix with MERS, and so I
that's what you got on it.
Yeah, so I found MERS and I started.
MERS is another one that's really good.
He started like, what was that? He started some big festival, but I don't do it anymore. I don't know. Some big hip hop festival.
Oh shit, what is that called? Yeah.
The festival, Wolfie? Fuck. That MERS
festival? It wasn't Rock the Bells, was it? It's not Rock the Bells, right?
How do you spell it?
M-U-R-S.
M-U-R-S.
Stands for Making Underground Raw Shit, I think.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
MERS Festival.
I think it wasn't Rock the Bells.
Man, what the hell was it?
Pay dues.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pay dues.
I would have never came across that.
Not even close.
Trying to think of it, but
I was thinking of Rolling Stone or something like that. Rolling Loud.
Yeah, that's not him, though. That's not.
That's not him?
Nuh-uh. He's like a... He's got like super super long dreads. MERS is, if you just look up MERS, here, there he is right there.
Yeah, right there. That's him.
Yeah. So I came across him and then
He has his own podcast also. Yeah, I've seen him before. Yeah.
He interviews, like, he had one I watched with him and Slug.
Yeah, Brother Ali has his own podcast.
Yeah, that one's, it's kind of, I don't know. I think I just have to get used to it. But like, I like his interviews and love his music. But yeah, I think he was still trying to like figure out.
He lives in like Turkey or something. That's why. Oh, that's why.
Oh, really?
Yeah, MERS? I thought he was
Minnesota. Yeah.
He lives in like he lives like out of the country.
Holy shit! Well, I saw him. He was here. It was like 2019.
Yeah, so he talked about it in that podcast. Like when we did the course, he's like, we had to do it at like weird times because the time zone.
Oh wow! Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I didn't know.
Probably just told y'all that so y'all wouldn't.
Maybe.
He
says something different every time.
Yeah, just straight lying to us. Nah, bro. I'm in Minnesota because they're all from like Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
I love Atmosphere though, bro. Those early albums, like, what was it? When Life Gives You Lemons, wasn't that one?
Man, I love that. Yeah. That one's one that I can play from the beginning and just let it go.
Guarantees is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, Guarantees and Painting. Damn it. I think Scapegoat was one of the first ones that I remember hearing that actually made me want to look into them more. And yeah, he's really good.
It was Trying to Find a Balance for me. That was a song that trying to find.
That was, I think, the first song that I ever heard of him. Yeah. But whenever I heard Scapegoat, then I was like, man, I gotta this is look it. Into the, yeah.
This is the one. You both were like,
that's the holy one, shit, I'm gonna call.
Gosh.
No, we went on like a whole hip hop.
No, it's fine. Go for it. This is where it's a hip hop movie show. So we're good, bro. Go,
dude, I would love to work with Ant. That would be like, if I could just get in the studio with him and like, he's just so, he's almost like the Quentin Tarantino of like producing because he's kind of weird.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can tell he's like,
I see the reference. Now
yeah, like that's who he's always reminded me of. It's like the Quentin Tarantino of producing.
Is it the way he looks? Because he kind of gives that vibe as well.
He's kind of awkward. You could tell that he only likes being around people that he's comfortable with. But he's so fucking knowledgeable with music.
He looks like it. When he was on stage, he was just in the back, like DJing or whatever the fuck he was doing. But like, he looked like he had that, like, I'm working.
So you saw Ali and Atmosphere live.
Yeah, I and here's my thing.
You don't even know about it?
I didn't know any of them, bro. It was my brother Roland. He's a huge Atmosphere fan. So he's like, I got tickets, let's go. And I went and he's like, brother Ali's opening and somebody else. And I was like, I've heard of them, but I've never heard their music. And so I went and they were fucking dope. Like they were really, really, but it was definitely hip hop. You know, like a lot of people would not be able to sit through it with at least not with these type of, artists or people listening to type of music today.
It's a lot of grown folks.
It was nothing but grown folks.
Yeah.
There.
That's what I think, like Atmosphere, like how I think he even goes by like Dadmosphere or something, it's like dad rap pretty much. Yeah. Like it's kind of
That's what Roland sent me. He sent me a song that Atmosphere did about being a dad. Yeah. It was like a minute and a half, 2 minute long. That was a dope ass song.
I was using dad rap for a little bit too. And I was like, I can't use this anymore. I feel like I'm just straight jacking somebody.
Jacking it.
Yeah. So I was like, nah, get off of this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's cool, hard, it's a cool, like, whenever...
cool genre to do.
Yeah. Like, I like what he does, but I know that I could never do what he does. And I hate whenever I'm listening to him a lot because it's like, man, how come I can't do that? And it's like, I don't know. There's always, like, that constant battle in my mind of, like, what I want to do and what I wish I sounded like. But, like, I know damn well I don't have the voice. Because I think your voice makes a big difference on the type of music that you can write.
For sure.
So, like, I couldn't just jump on a song with, like, Slug because, like, he has that smooth, like, full voice. Whenever you hear it on the track, like, it's part of the fucking beat. And I don't know if that's magic that they do in the studio, but I don't know. It's just like a...
But I think that comes with time, though. Like, what I mean by that is, like, I feel like you as an artist, you see yourself as what type of artist you are right now. And usually like artists, not rappers or not like, you know, just someone who's making hits or whatever. I feel like artists, like you guys, when you guys make an album, after that, you guys kind of switch up your next album. You can grow from that. So you kind of want to try something else. And I feel like artists like Atmosphere and them, like, I don't think Atmosphere could do anything like dad rap then until now. He's at that point now where he was able to. So like, I see 100% understand what you guys are saying, where you're like, I wish I could do those type of things, but I don't really see myself because I feel like you guys are still stuck in the box. Put yourself in a box, essentially, where maybe you're like, oh, maybe not yet. But once you guys, like when you release music, you kind of go, oh shit, I did that.
Yeah.
Now I can do this over here. What if I try doing this and maybe that doesn't work, but maybe I can do this and yada, yada, yada. I just feel like it comes with doing it, putting your music out there, and then yourself criticizing your own music. So going like, this was great, but I want to do something else now. I want to do it like this way and yada, yada. And then it kind of forms from like, you know, good artists. Like Kid Cudi from where he first started to like where he's at now. I didn't like his last album. Man on the Moon 3 was trash, but I still think he's the GOAT to me.
That's the best. I've heard you talk about it before. That's like your favorite album.
I fucking love Kid Cudi. Like, and so I think he's still the GOAT. Even though I think Man on the Moon 3 is trash, like that doesn't take away from everything Kid Cudi has done in my life or what he's meant to me. But I've seen his growth from being just a rapper, what I thought it was, to an artist, to every single thing. I mean, I love most of his albums people don't like. And I fucking like Wizard, one of my favorite albums, but it's like a rock type of album where he was experimenting.
I've never even heard that name before.
Wizard, bro, it's just a fucking dope ass album.
No, he's talking about Cudi.
Oh. No.
Yeah. Are you Who serious? Is it?
Yeah. Kid, what?
So I feel like just comes with growth. And if you're a real artist, then you're just definitely going to grow yourself. And maybe that album won't hit. People hear Wizard and they think it's trash. And then Man on the Moon 3 is the best album ever. To me, I'm like, Man on the Moon is trash.
It depends on everybody's, like the way that they interpret the music or how they, cause I'll write something and I'm like, oh man, this right here is going to be the thing that like opens everybody's eyes and like shows that how good of an artist I am.
Yeah.
And I'll put it out with like another song that I wrote in like 20 minutes and they love that 20 minute song.
Yeah.
And then it was like, yeah, but what about the other one? They're like, oh yeah, that was all right. But yeah, this one was really good. And I was like, fuck man.
But
like,
even then I still, I think that also sometimes people aren't ready for some of the music sometimes. So like even
or when maybe you, it just sucks.
Or maybe it sucks. But you know, sometimes
maybe I'm just not that good.
I have these conversations.
Yeah, in my head. You're like, yeah, all the it's time, like bro. A constant argument in my head.
I'm being positive with y'all because y'all are artists, right? Because at me as a filmmaker, I'm like that all fucking, I mean, I'm trash. I haven't done
that's how it is, man. Like creating something from nothing, it's like hard. it's a constant battle of like, no, that line doesn't sound right. Those syllables don't sound right. Now there's got to be a better way to say that because those, it doesn't match with the flow of the one before that. Like it's just a constant thing. And I like that I put that much thought and effort into it. And somebody like you, I can tell, does the same thing. And that's why I like you make the type of music that I can listen to. And like, I like Kilo's the other one that we've had on that I really like.
Familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. I love his shit.
That episode was really good. Y'all did. That's a long time ago now though, right?
Yeah. It's been a while. Hey, he's actually coming back on.
Y'all should make a song. All three of y'all should make a song together. Like I'll be honest. I love people. I love artists in Fort Worth, but I think as far as lyricists, there's not lyricists anymore at all in Fort Worth. Like there just isn't. And like I'm not saying you guys are the hardest lyricists and just lyricists, but like you guys are really good storytellers and lyricists. So combining both is fucking great. So having y'all three on a song, that would be fucking dope.
It's kind of a dying art because nobody really has to do it anymore. Yeah, like just in general. It's so easy to make hits that it's like, well, what's the point of spending so much time on a verse?
Just in general, it's like it's dying. Like just in general, it's not the same anymore. As far as lyrics, it's not even respected as much as it
used to be. Hip hop is kind of more of like a funny joke now. Like it's in movies as a comical thing. Like there's rap McDonald's commercials. Like it's like, it's rap just meals, so, dude. It's just like silly now.
It was in Space Jam. It was in the pig. Do you know who wrote meal. He wrote that. Murs wrote that.
Oh, really?
Murs wrote that rap. Have you seen Space Jam 2?
Yeah.
When the pig raps?
Yeah.
I forgot.
That's funny that
Murs wrote that.
I didn't even know that.
I'm pretty sure I've heard him talk about that. I'm pretty sure Murs wrote that. I've heard him talk about it. Yeah.
just typed in Space Jam pig. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Murs wrote that. Like.
But who wrote it? Who voiced or who wrote the song? Or right, it should say right there. Yeah, I should say it right there.
I'm pretty sure.
Artist right there, look.
Oh, no, it says Algae Rhythm.
Daffy Duck.
I don't know. But no, that's Algae Rhythm is the name of the guy in there. Algorithm, whatever. I don't want to talk about Space Jam, but.
I'm glad y'all brought this up. Yeah.
Space Jam.
That's the bad guy character from the movie, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even. That movie was such a fucking terrible movie. I just kind of skimmed through it. I don't even remember anything.
It was not that good.
It was bad.
No, it was not
money grabbing movie for sure.
But just lyricism in general is not like. Nobody. It's not like. You could say the dopest stuff, and only people that really respect hip hop and love the art form are the ones that are. Because
I like listening to the words that you chose to say, like, and that like says something. Like I was talking to Jay and Johnny from the Rap Podcast at that event. Shout out Rap Podcast, but like I was telling them that I have to listen to lyrics,
right?
Because like you took the time to sit there and write that, and I told them that it's like if you sent me a long ass text message. And then you asked me what I thought about what you said. And all I said was, that was a pretty cool font that you used. And it was like, but yeah, what about everything I said? You know, because the words, you took the time to choose those words specifically and say them to me.
Right.
So like, that's how I am. And I wish that everybody that would listen was the same way, but like I'll get comments on like, oh man, I like that beat, or like, oh yeah, that one sounded good, and it was like, but you don't even know what it was about.
Okay, that's the worst. Like if somebody says I like that beat, yeah, I'd be like, I guess I'm ass.
Yeah, it's like I was on it too, you know.
Yeah, like yeah, it's, that's the worst.
I get that on my movie all the time. They're always like, bro, that score was amazing. I'm like, yeah, but what about the movie? Like, what about the writing? What about
I chose my words.
Yeah, they're like, bro, yeah, no,
I like the score.
Yeah, but who was it? Was a few years ago when Bone Thugs were trying to go against Amigos and they were trying to do a rap battle, and they were like, okay, let's see who's the better group, right? And Migos was like, all right, show your bankroll. And then they were like, nah, bro, wow, like this is about lyrics. They were like, no, this ain't about no bankroll, this is about lyricism, like let's see who's got the better bars. And they didn't want to do it,
yeah,
because that's what artists is about. It's like, and I don't remember
Bone Thugs was broke.
No, maybe but, not. I mean,
well, probably I mean, compared to,
yeah, compared to Migos,
yeah, at that time, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, actually, no.
This was like 2017, so I'm guessing, I mean, broker than Migos, for sure. Migos were at the top. Yeah, like, I'm not knocking their fame at like what they did, but like, as far as like their lyrics come, they're not good. They're very, very baby lyrics, and they're very easy for everybody to get a hang on and just like, and not only that, they're also, it's very hard to understand.
Bro, thank you for saying that.
There was that era of like,
mumble rap.
Like that, and here's my thing. I would prefer to have that mumble rap now than what we have today, because today it's just nothing but bullshit. And when, and it comes back to what you guys said. Now it's all about the production. These artists are nothing without a good producer now. Like that is the truth. Like every time I hear someone like, that's a dope ass song. Like, no, that's a dope beat. The rapper sucks.
There's a time and a place that I can listen to that stuff. Like I could listen to Lil Wayne if I'm like at a bar, but, or something like that. I can listen to because it's just background noise. Yeah,
but even Lil Wayne on the lyricism level is higher.
Than what's out now.
Yeah. Like sure. Even on like even that.
It's and
like,
I thought that was bad.
Me
whenever
too.
That's like what I'm it saying. Was like, man, this sucks. And then it just started getting worse. Shit. And it was like, damn, bring back Lil Wayne.
Yeah. So, okay, I like
at least
that.
He was rapping. Like he was rapping.
He was saying words and like trying to be clever.
Yeah. So who's an artist that you guys were like, this motherfucker's trash, and then you now listen to go, actually, bro, he wasn't that bad. And it might be because you now listen to his music, or it might be because of today's music. You go like, damn, this shit was not bad at all now that I think about it.
Wayne is one growing when I was listening to like back then, like I didn't really rock with Wayne like that. And I know like some people.
I liked Wayne.
Yeah,
I
wasn't that's blasphemy to some people.
To say like, that,
how
but, like,
dare
yeah,
you
yeah.
Say
I didn't
that.
Really like, this is probably going to sound crazy, but like somebody like Ja Rule, I'd rather hear him nowadays than like. What's
I love Ja Rule.
Give me like.
I actually used to listen to the shit out of Ja Rule. I still have like the CDs and shit. Lil Wayne, I liked him before he stopped writing,
and he started just
whenever he started doing it, then it was like, man, like
lazy.
I used to like the old like Hot Boys, whenever he was jumping on like Juvenile shit, like that. I used to like that music. But
he was like young.
Yeah.
Well, it had their own style. They had their own voice. And so even with Ja Rule, like as much as people might not like Ja Rule or didn't like him, whatever, like you go to his music, you're like, but he has his own sound style. Like even if he did take from DMX or whatever, you know, but like, it's still like, he still singles himself out. We're like today, I don't know who's who.
Not at all. You
can show me 10 different songs and I'm like, is that the same artist? Like I would not know any of it, man.
I mean, a lot of music now though is like short, it's like snippets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people create music to like go viral or like try
to. They just want the
new. Do y'all remember the three verse songs?
They don't exist anymore.
They don't make them.
They don't
exist.
You get two and be fucking happy with that.
Like, you remember how people would do three verses? And like
3/16 is what it's supposed to be.
When I first started writing and rapping, if it did not have three verses, it wasn't a song, bro. It wasn't a song.
Yes.
If it was shorter than 3 minutes. That was like a freestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this isn't a song. Or like you needed, let me add another verse. Let me add something else. Like 100%. I used to definitely, we would make a song. And if we had a feature, like we would have to still add another verse at the end because we were like, it's still not complete. Like the feature can't end the song. The feature has to be in the middle or the hook. Like they can't end I got to be the hardest or the other, you know, whoever was lyrical has to be the artist. You know, like we have to make it like that. But like now today it's like, here's the whack ass hook. Here's some 8 bars that are whack. And here's another whack ass hook. And then here's the ending, me saying some bullshit ass shit.
Yeah. Like, you might get 12 bars out of most people. That's it. Because they're kind of dragging it out with like the melody, shit like that.
How you feel about that?
I don't like it because like, if you see some of those people perform live, they can't even get on beat.
Well, right. Cause they're not, I mean, I'll be honest. I make some songs where I sing and stuff like that. And that's strictly just because, like,
people, it fits.
But people like it, too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's just what it is nowadays. The music now, hip-hop at least, it's like almost like, unless you're going to, like, Rhymesayers and stuff like that, if it doesn't have a melody, it ain't a song.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Nobody's even listening to it.
Don't be Island Boys.
Oh, no, nah, terrible.
Oh, my God.
When they had their first acoustic show.
Island Boys.
Oh, they performed that live?
Yeah,
I've seen the I was thinking of the Lonely Island.
No, they're great. The Lonely Island's great.
Yeah, I was about to say, they're kind of fun, but Island Boys, no. Yeah, hell no.
And that's the thing for me. I'm conscious of that, though, when I write. Like, if I can't perform this live, I shouldn't even record it.
Yeah. I think about the recording process. I think about, like, all of that. And it was like, if somebody ever put me on the spot and wanted me to perform this song, would I be able to do it?
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, I'll take, like, a syllable out because it's like, I like to fill up every single little space in my, like each line.
Yeah.
Like it's got to be full. I don't like space. Having too much air in my verses. I don't like that shit.
You don't like having no room, huh?
No. Yeah.
It feels very like amateurish, at least because I've done that too. I remember being, but then you hear it sometimes, you're like, this sounds like a lot. And then what? Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, so you're just in your head again. You're like, fuck, what do I do? Yeah.
I think it's different for me sometimes. It just depends on what space I'm in for the song.
Especially whatever. The beat or the subject. Like sometimes I don't like to be lyrical. I don't use too many multis. I don't sometimes it's like, all right, I need to not focus on that. Just focus on getting out what I want to say instead of how it comes out.
I've reached that point for me.
Shit. You understand that? You
shit. But I've reached that point for myself too. Is like, I don't focus on too much even anymore. Like, I mean, I think just the way I write and the way it goes now, it's going to be like, considered like lyricism, especially now, but I try to like keep it like simple lyricism. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like to where like if my girl who doesn't know anything about hip hop listens to it, can understand what I'm saying and
can feel it. Yeah, like, okay, yeah.
And so I've gotten to that point now where it's more like just about like, I mean, plus two, where I am in my life, it's just creating for me, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
At this point, like I'm not creating for anybody. Like it's cool that it's on Spotify if anybody wants to go listen to it. But like at the end of the day, like, I'm making the music that I want to listen to.
You felt good after it was done, and you're like, you know what? I've completed right here.
I like to know somebody listens, but like, I don't really care to be doing shows. I don't really care to be out there, like, being an artist in front of the public eye and like
being so much out there.
I don't care about that. I just like if I see that people are listening, then I'm like, okay, perfect, cool.
I hate to promote too.
Yeah, I'll be the honest. Same way. I don't promote myself because, like, I just feel like it's like,
it's hard.
Feels like you kind of feel like a douchebag. Like it was like I don't know like how to put it, but it's like,
I get you. I feel you.
Y'all need some managers.
But yeah, I
feel you though, bro.
That's how you do stick out. Because I'm with you on the same boat. Sometimes it's very hard to promote, especially because you're like, you don't want to come off like, you know, look at me, you know.
Yeah.
That's what's going to stick out. That's why those shitty artists make it, because they're consistently pushing it. And so enough times they push it, enough people who don't know what music is are going to listen and be like, this is the good shit. Because I think now is the best time to become an artist. The best time to become a rapper and a filmmaker. And the reason why is because if you look at all the movies today, shitty. If you look at all the directors and stuff coming out today, they're all young as well. So they're giving these young directors who didn't really have a shot or don't really know what they're doing or just starting out a chance. But a lot of them are also making shit that they think people want, right? They're going being like, this is what Netflix wants, or this is like a Netflix type, instead of making what they want, making themselves happy, being like, nah, I'm going to do this and people can come watch if they want or if they don't or whatever, whatever. Same with artists. I feel like today is the time, now is the time where you want to stick out, where there is 90 creators right now. There's no one being creative. There's no one being unique. And if there is, it's very, very rare, right? Yeah. And I think this is the perfect time for y'all to
find those people.
It is hard.
Like, it's hard to find somebody 100%. Like you. It's hard to find somebody like Kilo. And it's like it's
YouTube,
amazing.
Yeah, you too, for sure,
bro.
Yeah,
because you ain't going to say it. I know you ain't going to say it.
I'm the same way, bro. I'm the same way, though.
And I can't take compliments for shit.
Me either.
I can see.
It's weird. But,
yeah, it's weird. Like, I'm really bad about it. Like I don't really know really how good. To respond.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate cool, it.
Yeah. Cool. You want to go get something to eat?
But it's hard to find those people. And then, like, if I talk to somebody, like, about hip-hop, and, like, I'll mention somebody, like, Atmosphere or Aesop Rock, and they're like, who's that? And I was like, dude, seriously? Like, what are you basing your music knowledge off of? Like, how are you having these conversations and debates on who's the best rapper when you don't even know these people? Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even have that conversation because I don't listen to everything. I'm not big into, like, Kendrick, J. Cole, and all them. Like, I'll listen to it whenever, like, Johnny sends me some shit. Like, I'll listen to it, and I was like, yeah, you know, that's not bad. But they're not giving me anything that I can't get from somebody that I'm already a fan of.
Bro, and so then you always wonder, like, why don't you listen to them? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've never listened to Kendrick. I know he's super dope.
I'm not a fan of
Kendrick.
I know
he's, like, super talented as far as, like, the skill of rap. But I don't...
I think for I the category... Yeah, for the category that he's in is... I think he's good.
Yeah.
Just like whenever I think me and Johnny and Jay were just talking about this the other day too. Just like Eminem, whenever they say white rapper, he's always the only one that's talked about.
There's,
I mean, look at Rhymesayers. How many white rappers there are there? Look at somebody like Sadistic or Recognize or, you know, people like this that it's like, dude, like all these people exist. Like, how are you able to have that GOAT conversation when you don't even have all the knowledge to argue it.
Right. There's no diabolic. Like, there's no like.
Yeah. Damn it. That's
really
another good
the conversation we're having probably is like, is literally versus like mainstream versus underground. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think an underground artist has like the perfect career.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is the, for me, that is the,
well, they can have. Yeah.
That's like the ideal career. As an underground artist, like, you're telling me I can just make the music that I want to make.
Yeah.
Release it.
Put it out there.
Put it out there, and I'm going to have a solid fan base, not a huge one.
Yeah.
That, so I can still go live a normal life. Like, like if Brother Ali was at the grocery store, nobody's really going to know who he is.
Yeah,
we might.
We might.
It's like, if we happen to be at the store at that time, then we might be like, but it's a, oh, shit, that's Brother
it's
Ali.
It's a small percentage of people.
That's why I know I've talked to you all about it, but I love the scene from Memphis. The Xavier Wolf, Bones, Chris, I think it's Chris Travis. That's kind of where Suicide Boys comes from, like that Memphis area.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Memphis? No. Well, anyways,
look it up, Jamie.
Yeah,
I've always wanted to say that.
They rip it off of what's it called? Why can't I think about?
It says New Orleans here.
Is it
Suicide Boys?
Yeah, but look up Bones. Yeah, they're all from the same area. But anyways, they are completely underground. They're thriving, like fan base. It just supports them, whatever they produce and then whatever comes out. And like they don't give a shit about like what other people think about their music. It's just it hits. Their flows go hard. Is it Memphis, Tennessee? Oh no. Well, anyways, Team Sesh is the label I'm talking about. But
what is it?
Team Sesh.
Team Sesh.
So they all kind of have their...
You're not that guy.
Yeah.
I thought you were done.
No, I'm never done.
I know.
But no, what I'm trying to get to is that like they all have their sound and they all have their huge fan base that I love.
Yeah.
And they support of one another and they don't really care about like what other people think.
So. Well, you're saying that on... Okay, so I think there's a difference between fans and like listeners, followers.
Especially
like,
nowadays.
Yeah, so... What you guys are saying is you guys are fans of like Atmosphere, Brother Ali. So the fact that like I would prefer to have just a hardcore 10,000, 20,000 fans. And that's not even like I'm talking about like people who are like, no, I want 300, 400.
Me too, bro. Well, I'm about to say that same thing.
Well, what I mean by that is like if you have like a solid 1,000 to 10,000 fans, right?
You can live off that easy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're buying your merch. They're listening. They're supporting you. Like. You're good. Yep. Why do you need more? Why do you want to go? Because then you lose. You get in this position where you were able to lose your actual fan base. The people who were riding Die Hard, because now you're trying to reach out to a different audience who, guess what? They're just trying to hear the next big thing. They're just trying to hear the next trending thing. And when you stop, they're going to stop.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And guess what? You're going to try to come back to your fan bases who are hardcore dedicated. And they're going to be like, I don't know if you make the same music you're making. Like you went through this whole different route. So I agree. I'm with you guys on the same. Like I would prefer to be an artist who is small, but can do what they want, be successful, have a career, make a livable wage. And a livable wage isn't just like $50,000 a year. It's a livable wage, meaning like I'm an actual good artist. I'm not making $1 million a year, but I'm making a good amount where I'm like, hey, bro, I'm good. I can make a movie or I can make an album and I don't need to perform. I can go perform a few shows. Yep. I can go, do a tour with a 10 city thing. And that's it. And then I'm good for the rest of the year. Yeah, I'm good. Fire. Yeah.
I always wonder what I could come up with if I just could just focus on music.
Bro.
Like if I was able to, like if they were like, hey, we're going out to this like studio right next to a lake. We're out in the middle of the woods. Nothing's around. Like just focus on whatever you can create. And you got 3 days here.
We got the ranch, bro. We got Juan's ranch.
You can you not do that right now? It's hard with family, work, everything. Yeah,
and that's the thing with kids because you always have that in the back of your mind. Like, oh, well, shit, if that was my job and like it was like, okay, I didn't have to worry about work. I don't have to be on call. I don't have to worry about how I'm providing for my family. If it was like, all right, money's not an option. All you have to do is create music. Like, I always wonder, like, what would I come up with? Like, what would come out? Because I'm writing shit based off of my day-to-day stresses and issues that I have. And I wonder if I just have those issues because of everything that I do day-to-day.
Right.
Like, I just wonder, like, what that would be like to be able to just make music.
100%.
I think you would become, I think you guys would, like, become a different artist because you guys would be much more. You guys wouldn't be thinking of like
sell out.
Right? Yeah,
100% right away.
Yeah, start making trap music.
Right, fuck this. I feel like you guys would be much more of a deeper artist. Meaning you would be, since you guys would have all the time, like just metaphorically, or whatever. You would have a better like on set with the producer. Like you would be on there like. Exactly the way you want the guitar to sound.
I've never had that either.
Me either.
Exactly. I don't know. Oh, I was about to say, I don't know.
I wish I
had. You have some kind of control over like
how it sounds.
Like, hey, can you add this or can you take that out? Or
I just wish like atmosphere, Slug and Ant.
Yeah.
Like to have that connection with a producer that's just like.
That would be.
I've never done that either.
Fucking amazing.
Like, it's me scout, like just looking through the internet trying to find a beat that I
feel and my like emotions are like it. That while I'm listening because this one gets me hype.
Yep.
This one makes me sad. This one makes me angry. Yeah. And it's like, man, shit. Like, I don't like now I can't find that inspiration. Yep. So I end up going to sleep. And bro, it's like.
I've sat there. I've had so many times where I sit there listening to beats and I'm just like. The hell with this.
Yeah. I was like, man, I like that one. I'm going to come back to it. I like that one. I come back to it.
Yeah.
And then you hear it again. It's like, man, that beat sucks.
Yeah, never mind.
Like, what the hell was I thinking? Yep.
And it's tough when you're putting like an album together or a CD together and you're having to like go off of beats that you're finding or you're buying off of somebody. So like they all don't have the same...
Not like there's no cohesion.
No.
There.
So you're just having to kind of be like, man, I hope people are just like, I like this song. Like, you know, that way you're able to then be like, now I can get a producer that we can go, boom, both of us are on here and we're both actually doing like, you know, creating this project from
same
scratch.
Same vision,
you know?
The same, right? I'm listening to beats that some producer just made that's like in his room and he's just like, let me throw this up. So someone will lease it for $25 or whatever. Like,
yeah, that's how I am.
that's me. Like, that's
where do you find your beats on YouTube?
BeatStars.
Oh, okay. Did you ever used to go to, what was it, SoundClick?
SoundClick?
Yeah, that's where
I started with SoundClick. Yeah, is it still around?
No, I don't think so.
Look,
it might be.
I'll share it with you if you ever, I don't know if you've never, if you've ever used it. Is this app right here?
That's where I go whenever I need to purchase one. They usually give
the
link
goes
to,
on there. Start there. Yeah, I just BeatStars.
And go from there.
Dang, SoundClick is still around?
Oh, shit, that's crazy.
That's wild. That's where I started. I didn't know where to go. One of my friends was like, hey, there's this website. And so
SoundClick. Mine was always YouTube when I first started. And that was because it was so easy. At that time, it was like the Wild West. Everybody just
this
knew
right
everything
here
out.
Was, yeah,
but I
way
think I started
YouTube.
Rapping before YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, or as far as like writing and stuff before YouTube where I was trying to record. When did YouTube come out?
2000, like 4 or 5?
Oh, hell no. Never mind. I ain't been rapping that long. If I haven't, I knew it.
Yeah, I think it was the time.
I mean, but there wasn't like as much content on there as there is now. So there wasn't like an abundance of producers on there. Like, when I was downloading beats off of.
What created?
LimeWire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like instrumentals? Like,
yeah,
like,
instrumentals. Yeah,
you got to get lucky against instrumental, not a fucking porn video or something or virus.
Maybe.
You
were looking at
I downloaded it on LimeWire one time. And I'm going to say it because I remember exactly the song in the music video. I was downloading Laffy Taffy, the music video.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Laffy Taffy?
Yes.
So I was waiting, and it took like 12 hours. So I was, I'll come home to it and you know, look up.
Yeah, they all took forever. You download it before you go to school.
Yeah, and then come back.
And it still be downloading when you came home. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or it says discontinued or something like it.
Bro, that was the worst.
And 96% or something? You're like, bro. Yeah. I remember downloading that and getting home, getting excited because I love music videos. I just love watching music videos so much. So I was like, oh, I can't wait to see the Laffy Taffy music video. And it was a porn video. It was my favorite porn video ever. And I was like, this made me find my favorite porn star. I was like, what the fuck? Ever. Like, and it was funny because
what was his name?
Ava Devine.
He said,
what was his name? Ava Devine. Look up Ava Devine when you get a chance to.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shit. It's going
to
be on my.
Yeah, I was about to say. I don't know.
Just go to the Ava Devine and then go through images.
Oh, she's like old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's like no recent shit.
Are we all 90s kids?
I'm 91.
You were born in 91?
I was born in 91.
You said 36?
I was 87.
So 87?
Yeah. Okay, I'm
85. You're also 90s kid, so yeah, I was so, still, yeah, Ava Devine.
Yeah.
She looks older right there. Go to the images. Hey, I watched her in 2006, 2005. Yeah. Like, yeah.
That's
bro.
So yeah, so we're not. So star. I consider myself a 90s kid.
Yeah.
You too? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think anybody after like 86 to like 90, like, four are 90s kids, right? Yeah. And then after that, you're a 2000s kid because you were 4 or 5 and then you're in the 2000s or whatever. Yeah.
So what is 85? That's what I am.
Oh, you're a boomer, I think, right?
You're a 90s kid. 90s kid. I think that like 85 to like 92 range is probably like the best time to be born.
Yeah.
You got to see like the best of both worlds. Like,
bro,
like,
yes.
And you got to live without this shit.
We got
like enjoy a childhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And it was actually waiting to see your friends and not just text them. Like my son though, I'm like, damn, y'all don't get to hang out. He's like, oh, we're always FaceTiming.
Or they're
like,
playing the game. Yeah. Online.
And I'm like, oh, that's how y'all connect. Because like,
being
me,
grounded meant
riding
something.
The bike over there. Yeah. Being grounded meant something. Now my son's like, fine.
Yeah, like it means not
on the phone.
Yeah, like it's totally different. Like we were talking.
I'm just gonna stay in my room and masturbate then.
Yeah, I'm like, son of a bitch.
It's your fault.
Damn it.
Ava Devine's downloading right. Yeah. I'm
just
good.
Just because I got grounded. Yeah.
You Ava did Devine this. Is a hottie. All right?
It's your fault, Dad.
I'm sorry, son.
Yeah, it's just a different, like 90s, bro, was like the best time. That's like the best era for me.
What was your first, since you're a 90s kid, what was your first system? Your first game system?
So I'm not saying we were broke, but we didn't have like a ton. So like I got like a Sega Genesis hella late though. That was my first one. I got a Sega Genesis.
No, I don't disagree that any of us got it late. We all got our systems late. I'm like, same way. Yeah,
we Sega were Genesis a was Nintendo my family. My same cousin Nintendo. Was the one that always had the Sega.
It was the opposite.
And then we had.
I was your cousin then because my cousins all had the Super Nintendo. They
all
had
that's how we were.
You were the cool one to me because I had Nintendo as well, but everybody had the Sega Genesis with Sonic and stuff, and I was like, you bastard. But they were like, you got Mario and stuff. And I was like, nah, bro.
It's just that's just like not having what the other person has. Because like I always wanted a Super Nintendo, but I never got one.
Yeah.
But I still have the Super Nintendo that we were first bought.
Dang.
I still have it.
Oh yeah.
Like the original one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang. I have that little one, like that little classic one they came out with or whatever.
Yeah, I have that one too.
The one they re-released?
Yeah, I have that.
I have the Fernanda has it. I don't have it no more, but Fernanda has the my sister has the other one where you put the ones on top of the cart. It's a Nintendo one,
right?
But it was not the first Nintendo. I had the first one where you open it up and you put the cartridge inside.
Oh, yeah.
And it closed
that
up.
Was that big ass square.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, she has the one where you can put it on top.
Yeah, that's a Super Nintendo.
Like,
right?
I think it's Super Nintendo.
Yeah,
it's a purple
that's
little
Super
thing.
Nintendo.
Yeah, that's Super Nintendo.
She has that one, so we'll still play like Bomber and Frog. What is it? Toads or something like that? Forgot. Battletoads.
Battletoads.
Is Sega CD on there? Remember Sega CD?
Yeah.
Sega CD?
Yeah, CD-ROM?
Yeah, it had a CD-ROM. It was like I don't know if it's on there on that picture.
Game Gear was a Sega thing too,
Game
right?
Gear was the like little handheld one. Yeah. I never got one of those.
No, yeah. I
forgot who had one. One of my cousins had one. I thought it was freaking amazing.
I had Nintendo and then I jumped to PlayStation after that. I didn't have anything else in between of that.
Yeah, we were Super Nintendo and then PlayStation and then we switched with my cousins because they had the Nintendo 64. and all of that. But I got the 64. We had the PlayStation.
I ended up getting the PlayStation later, but
you,
I
you were
the
cool
64.
Kid. Everybody who had 64 was the cool kid.
Yeah, so you were exactly like my cousin because yeah, that's how they went from Sega to 64. Nintendo 64, and then
see,
we were
and Nintendo
PlayStation.
Went to PlayStation because I went to PlayStation after Nintendo.
Well, I just wanted a 64 because I played baseball, so I was like a huge baseball kid, and they had King Griffey Jr. Slugfest.
Oh, okay.
I was like begging for the 64 because I wanted the King Griffey game because Super Nintendo had a King Griffey game too, and I never got it.
I was about to say, I remember that one.
Yeah, they had one too, and I never got it. So when the 64 came out, I was like, I need a 64. I was begging for that.
Yeah, I wanted a 64 always. I got it now.
I had a Dreamcast at one point.
Oh, you had one of those? I never had one either, bro.
I never knew anybody that had one of those.
Not many people had
one. One or two people had it, bro.
The only reason I played Dreamcast is at like the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay. No, I work for them.
It's like the only reason why.
That's who I work for.
I'm playing their Dreamcast.
In Northside, that's the one I went to.
I went to the Boys and
Girls Club. I went to the Boys and Girls Club in Northside, right there by...
Right there by the Marine Park.
Yeah. Yeah. I went over there, bro, and I hated it at first, but then I made friends.
Never mind. We'll talk about this later because my supervisor now used to be like over that
back then over there.
Yeah.
It was like 2000.
You don't remember who the people? You don't remember nobody from there?
Fuck no, bro.
No. Yeah.
No, I just remember hated going there. I would tell him I fucking hate this.
And a lot of people probably. I mean, kids still feel that way.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just.
It's even harder now because like kids nowadays, like you were saying. They just want to be on their phone. Yeah. And like, when you're at a place like that.
You can't compete with that.
No, you can't.
Video games. You can't compete with any of that.
Yeah, they had a little, like a computer room in the back corner before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
I think it's still there.
Yeah, we would go in there. But even then, like, I would go in there for like 30, 45 minutes and be tired. I'm like, I'm going to go play basketball. I'm going to go to the other, like, they had pool tables and like the little stuff in the other.
The foosball.
So, I would go over there or I'd go in the back where like these other people were playing.
Did they have the music studio when you were there?
No, they didn't have the
music studio. They have a whole music studio in there now. Like a whole music studio.
In the gym. No, in the back corner of the gym?
In the back gym.
So I remember it now.
You go through the gym?
Yes. And there's another gym in the back? I remember it now.
Full of drill rappers now?
Because I would it was like the cool people were over there. Because I remember going over there and I would just sit down and then like they'd be playing basketball or something. But then on the corner, there's like a studio.
Yeah.
I never went in there. I just remember.
Usually go hand in hand.
Yeah, I was just there chilling like, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, so they have a whole music studio. Not to talk about that, but yeah.
Oh, I recorded there one time. I recorded, me and Joe recorded a... I can see through you there.
I was about to say, I can see through you.
Yeah.
No way.
Yes, I fucking forgot that. We went to the Boys and Girls Club, and we went there for like an hour. We had an hour session with Chuko.
So somebody's running it? Y'all just
when I was there, it was Chuko. Chuko was running. He had the whole thing in the Boys and Girls Club. Because I remember,
why does that name sound familiar? I don't even know who that is, but it sounds familiar.
You're probably thinking of Chuko from
Breaking Bad. Yeah.
he was a producer here in Fort Worth for like in 2010, 2009. And we went there to record that song. I remember. I freaking forgot about
that. That's crazy.
And it was at the back corner.
Yeah,
I was like, shit.
Yeah, they had like a little booth back. Well, not really a booth, but yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I forgot about that. Holy shit. That shit just...
Look at that.
Brought it back up.
All because he said that you went here or where?
I think I only went to in Laredo.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. I was in my summers over there.
Yeah. What are we even talking about?
You full of shit. You understand that? You full of shit.
But over there, it was growing up, I remember that was the first introduction to the PlayStation. And then, they had a row of just video games. They had 64, Nintendo, and then they had Sony, they had Sega, all in a row. I'm like, holy shit, like so many.
It's an arcade.
Yeah.
Video
much.
Games used to drive kids. Nowadays, everybody has them. Everybody has them now. They're like, oh, I have that at my house. And they pull out a Switch out of their backpack. You know what I mean?
Obviously it's convenient, but you don't get that same feeling. But a lot of kids don't even know that feeling. Because I've gone to Cidercade.
I used to go quite a bit when it first opened.
And bro, it's fun, man. I love
it. It's a lot of fun.
$10 for fucking all you can play, dude. I'm over there playing all the fucking games.
That's still haven't been there.
It was $15 a month.
That's cheap, bro.
Yeah, it's $15 a month. And if you go twice, you already pay for it.
Yeah, done.
Yeah, it's done. Yeah.
And the pizza's good, too.
And then you get specials on that. You get discounts on drinks and
stuff. Oh, that's fucking good.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a dope ass
place. Cider sucks, though.
The cider does. I don't like the drinks there.
So I'm actually a real big cider person. I like to drink cider, period. That's pretty much the
main
thing.
That's your thing?
Yeah, I love cider.
Yeah, way to go, Juan.
If they had one, I would be going.
I was actually going to say, their cider, on that point, I've had a lot of ciders in my life, and theirs is not very good.
No? Yeah, he's I was about to add to it.
I couldn't even tell you what cider tastes like.
I'm actually agreeing with you that it's not, theirs is not. There's so many, when it comes to cider, there's so many better options.
Dixon cider whiskey.
There's one called I can't even remember what it's called. What? Wow. I just realized what he said. there's one that's like super good, but yeah, now that
I'm not
out.
Big on ciders too much. I haven't really had too much of it.
I just don't like beer, man. I can't drink Bud Light, bro.
So, not no more.
Well, I couldn't have even morally.
I mean, you only drink Bud Light if
not unless you're gay.
You know, so I don't think anybody here is gay. So
now there are only certain beers that I like to drink, but yeah, other than that, I like mixed drinks or like whiskey.
Same. I can do some whiskey. Yeah.
I can do these drinks, but like when it comes to everything else, I can do draft. Like draft, I did like draft Bud Light at once, and then Dos Equis draft. Draft is the best because like in the can, I'm like, it's all right. The bottom, I'm like, it's all right. But like once it's draft, it's just so cold, yeah, and like the glass is cold, and you're.
If you're having a good time with like, it depends on who you're with. Like it makes a difference on what I can drink. Mm-hmm. Like that's whenever true. Andrew was here, and he brought what was that shit? That
oh,
he
the Trulies or the White Claws.
White Claws. White Claws. Like, I don't drink White Claws. Right? Seltzer, yeah. See, I don't like that stuff. But, like, but whenever we were sitting here and we were just chilling, talking, like, I'm drinking the hell out of them.
And same with the Robbins podcast. The same thing. She brought, like, I don't drink margaritas, but she brought margaritas. And, like, I couldn't get enough.
Good.
I couldn't get enough, bro. I was like, this is fucking good, bro. Like, hell
yeah. The vibe matters, though.
Yeah.
Vibe matters.
For sure.
Vibe matters.
That shit made the vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wine. I don't like wine, but, like, a certain setting, I'll drink wine.
That shit gives me a headache.
I like wine, but, yes, it's so sweet that I feel sick and I'm like, oh, I gotta take
I always
shit
get
now.
A headache from wine, so it'll fuck up like my mood. Like if I try to drink wine, like I wish I could. Mm-hmm. I like the thought of like how cool that seems to just walk around the house with
it's all eloquent. And
yeah,
all
like, I was like, man, I like
honestly,
the
ain't no Bud Light, bro. You're fine.
Not unless you get
it. Yeah, for real, bro. You know,
a really underrated draft beer is from Twin Peaks, a blonde. The blonde Twin Peaks beer is really fucking good. Really like citrusy and really frothy. Oh, dude.
That's usually what I order is the blonde.
I can't take your word on that because every time we've gone to like those fucking bar, what is it? Those
sports bars?
No, the breweries. Disgusting.
Breweries.
But it feels like it's a blonde. Isn't like a blonde like a fucking like a.
Isn't that like an IPA?
That's more of a wheat. They're more of the like weedier beers. That's usually what I order is like more like wheat.
Yeah, see, like I'll drink the blondes if I go to those places.
I don't like the dark shit.
Because that's the best one and it's still shitty. But like when I hear blonde, I immediately think IPA. I'm like,
ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the dark ones.
Where am I getting that from?
No, you're right, because every time I go there, they got the blonde. That's the normal.
So IPA is it's English pale ale. No, Indian pale ale. It's kind of like the style, and it all tastes very similar.
That Stone Cold has one of those, doesn't he? Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah.
He has an IPA, right?
And it's very tart, like very bitter.
It's really, I don't like
for
it.
For sure. But if you go for blondes, Wheat beers and Hefeweizens, they're all on the same realm of light.
Those aren't bad. Lighter, really.
I've had some blondes where I'm like, okay, I can do this, but like, y'all don't got Dos Equis or something? You know, that's how I felt. So, but Juan will get like the pickle.
You like that?
Mayonnaise beer.
I can't
beer,
do this.
Whatever the fuck. I tried it just
because. There's no mayonnaise beer, but there is a pickle.
You know what I mean?
if there was.
Beer, that's what I meant. Ranch beer.
If there was, he would try it.
Yeah, if there was, Juan's right in line right there.
Did you try that the buffalo wing beer?
No.
We, Christina would stop by and get anytime. I think it was like RAR.
Martin House.
Maybe that's who it was. Like, she would stop by and get like these, like, beers that they would put out, and it was like, oh, these things are so awful, but it was just more of a like novelty.
The cans are cool.
I tried it.
Whoever designs the labels at Martin House, I need their contact, bro.
They're really
some
good.
Crazy designs. It's all fucking badass, like digital art. It's fucking sick.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I do like their art, and that makes me want to buy them, but then I remember this shit's gonna taste like shit.
Didn't they have like a Big Red one or something? Some Big Red beer?
I would not doubt it.
They had root beer.
Dunkaroo? They have a Dunkaroo?
Yes, sir.
Go to it. Down. No, go down. Look, it's right there. To your right. Right there.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing about that one.
You remember the little snacks?
Yeah, I get them.
I remember the commercials.
They still have them?
I remember the commercials.
Oh,
wow.
So I used to eat them when I was a kid, but then when I was at FedEx, they would have them at 7-Eleven. What I tell you? Mayonnaise beer, you son of a bitch.
Oh, that's fucking disgusting.
And Martin House, dude. Martin House, bro.
See what happens when you use Google?
That's disgusting.
That's
gross, dude.
I think it's a joke. But
no, it's not. I don't know which one's which.
It's not a joke.
No, not that one. Yeah. Nah, that's disgusting.
The dill pickle one was gross.
Terrible.
The spicy pickle one was gross. Ooh,
disgusting. That was amazing.
Like, and the thing is, like, even the root beer one, like, that was the only one that kind of tasted good, but you're not going to, even if it's just regular root beer, right, when are you drinking a six pack of root beers?
Right. That one's my favorite.
Like, it fucks up your stomach.
No, yeah, drinking root beer, really, like, that first big sip of root beer is so good. And after that, you're like, fuck this. I don't need to drink it no more.
You need that carbonation.
Martin House has a lot of sour beers. Which
I don't
like
sour.
Yeah, it literally makes you fart like crazy, bro. I'm not joking. But I like their flavors. Like, they have really crazy flavors. But anything like the ones you just saw, the Dunkaroo, anything with like cookies or cream or anything, I don't fucking touch that shit. Because it's all stout.
That sounds terrible.
A lot of it's like
pretzel
like
stout.
Yeah, no, that's none good. Of that shit.
I've had that one. That wasn't too bad. Yeah. That one was the one I had at the, that was like peanut butter or something or some shit like that. That one was pretty
definitely
good.
Definitely their pretzel stouts. I'm a stout person.
How do we, it came from cider. How do we get to this?
Like, we always end up like, how do we get here?
Yeah. Like,
wait a minute.
The point is,
what street did we turn off of?
Just keep going. So rapper sucked today, right?
So basically, Super Nintendo.
To
beer. Is
the best. To answer your question. Yeah. Super Nintendo was the first one.
It was the best. Yeah. Okay, I guess enough about the beer.
I don't know. Sega was pretty good, bro. I mean,
there was a couple of games on there that I used to like.
Sonic, I still played on my that's crazy. That's something that I think about. The Sega Genesis, when I played it, was like the coolest thing ever. I have the same exact graphics on my phone now.
Is it emulator or is it the
app? It's just the actual app. It's the same game. Mm-hmm. It's the exact same. And I'm looking at my kid now playing in an entirely different world on the VR.
Do you remember whenever Donkey Kong Country came out? This was like, whoa, man, these graphics are so realistic. Yeah. Like, this is crazy. Look at the way the water looks. And then now, like, it's like, now man, that looked like shit.
Now, in like GTA 6, they're making GTA 6. They've been making it for 10 years, right? But it's a $2 billion game, right? And they hired a team of 30 people just to work on the water mechanics.
Wow.
Just to work on the water mechanics, bro.
I mean, look at that even.
That is
even
wild.
What is that? Red Dead Redemption?
Ark Survival. This is an Ark that's open what I was world RPG.
Yeah, that was his next one.
That's what I said. Yeah. What did you hear?
Yeah.
He plays that game.
Red Dawn.
that's nuts.
The graphics are wild, bro. Like how they've improved. I bought a PlayStation 2 recently because I wanted to play all the old school games and shit. And my brother-in-law was like, nah, just get an emulator on your Xbox. The graphics are dope. And I'm like, nah, bro, you're a fucking pussy.
Yeah,
and
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to get the PlayStation. And like, I can enjoy the place. I can sit there and be like, this is great. My wife's like, I can't see shit, bro. Like, the graphics are so bad. And I'm just like,
man, just like get used to it. They re-released the GoldenEye game. And they like did? That was like Xbox One,
but like the OG one,
Original. Yeah. Like they didn't upgrade shit. So like I was all excited, and I was like telling my son, like, "Oh man, we're buying that. Like we're getting that for sure." Fuck. And like I was all excited when he downloaded it, and then we were playing it, and I was like, "Man, this was like our Call of Duty back in the day."
That changed the game.
And this was like the game of all games. Yep. And then he was just like, "Man, these graphics are epic." ignore that. Yeah, and their arms are like coming through the door when they're running.
The
and
I was aiming like, is terrible too. You're just like,
yeah.
I was we had it on the N64, and I was telling Gibby, my son, I was like, "Bro, this game is the shit."
Yeah,
we're playing. First of all, the N60, they did update the graphics. Essentially, you can see it better, right? But they still look like shit.
Yeah.
You can see, like, they're not as blurry, but you can still see.
The soundtrack is still untouched.
Yeah. My son was the same way. Like, he's just playing it to make me happy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you want to play again? He's like, if you want to play. And I'm like, motherfucker, just go to your room. He's like, I'm fucking grounded. VR.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on a real game now. Yeah. You son of a bitch.
Yeah, my son, bro.
He's fucking flying and shit. I'm like, damn.
Arms out. I'm like, what are you doing, bro?
You want to play Crash Bandicoot with me? He's like, not flying right now, Dad.
Yeah. I had my son for the longest, like, he thought, like, the original Street Fighter was, like, the coolest thing ever, and then he found VR.
Until he played it.
Yeah, he found VR. And
he played something made.
He did the Woody. I don't want to play
now,
with
like, bro,
you no more.
You want to play Donkey Kong? He's like, no. The heck no. But now he's playing Tag in a virtual world. Like,
Does your kid play Tag on the VR?
I don't know what all
the
he
gorilla
plays.
The Gorilla Tag shit?
Bro, I was just asking him who he's playing
but
with.
The graphics in that are horrible, though.
Yeah, but it's fun.
There's some that he has, and like he's like, "Hey, check this out," and like I'll put it on, and then just like look around. It's like, man, this looks freaking incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like it feels weird. Yeah, like it's like it. Man, I feel like I'm like losing my balance.
Have you played the gun ones? Okay, that's dope. Like, is it now? Is it as real? Because I've got it, and it's like super hard to do every fucking thing, bro.
Yeah, there's some to where you have to actually like
everything,
like that, and then like pop the magazine pop the in, and all that.
It's too hard, bro. I was trying it yesterday, and I couldn't get it.
Yeah, when you ran out of bullets, there's no button to reload. You got to take that bitch out and put it back and fucking reload and shit.
I was all confused. Like, do I shoot off the screen? What do I do? I'm
like, like Area 51.
Yeah. You're running in the wall. Like, fuck, bro.
How do I get off? How do I reload? He's like, you got to reload the clip. I'm like, bro, how?
Yeah. What the fuck you mean reload? What button? No, take it, reload
I'm
it.
I'm scared. Yeah.
They're shooting at me.
I've seen this. This is nuts.
This is insane.
What is that?
So this is the new one.
This is a new
I've seen this.
Direction to try to take graphics. Yeah. So it's almost basically like you're.
This is real. This is a Unreal 5 engine or something like that.
Yeah,
for it?
Yeah.
Unreal 4. This is
this exactly.
This isn't real, Lyrical. This is a game.
Yeah, that's not real.
None of this is real. Badass. None of that is real, bro. This is a fucking game. Now, is it VR or just a computer game? I'm not sure.
Aren't a lot of people like saying like they're tripping on it, like how real it is?
Yeah, look at this. I mean, look at this. I thought it was real. Someone was showing me, and I was like, nah, bro, this is real.
That's crazy.
Look at that shit. Now, everybody who's not watching, obviously, we're watching this realistic video game, like a VR first-person shooter, but it looks real. Like, I can't tell it's a video game. Nah. Like, you'll see little small things, but, like, the majority of it looks real.
Look at the reflections, like the sunlight.
Even the mechanics of, like, the way the gun's kicking and the way it's, like...
It feels like a found footage type of thing. Like, you're literally, like...
It looks like a body cam.
Body cam. Perfect.
Yeah, that's the style they're going for is these body cam.
I don't want my
shooters.
Yeah, my son will never play that.
No, that's too real. It's too real.
See, like if there was like some like an incident and they were like, oh yeah, video games made me do it. It's like, well, I see it.
Yeah.
I get it.
They used to try to blame GoldenEye.
What game did you play? GoldenEye. Nah, that wasn't it.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, no.
It used to look cool back in the day, but.
But GoldenEye, it was like the first multiplayer, like we changed the game when as far as like multiplayer shooters.
You had that four like screens. Yeah. Like, man, we used to all meet up at somebody's house and just sit there and play that.
On a TV that big? Because there ain't no big screen TVs back then. Yeah. I mean, they were big, but like it was
the
rare.
Box was the huge.
Back, yeah,
the back was big. Was big.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's what goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Like, our kids will never, like, this is a normal thing to them.
This is what it is. Yeah. And like, yeah, like my youngest daughter, whenever she grows up, like, this right here is going to be like, oh, man, y'all still play that?
Yeah.
Like,
how do you approve? But how do you even improve that?
We didn't think Donkey Kong could get improved, bro.
Yeah.
So, you know?
That is true. PlayStation came out and we were like, it's over with.
I mean, I think to be honest, bro, like you can get as real as like that last game we just saw. Yeah. But I think after that, it becomes like the movie
that's more
Gamer.
Like simulation.
We're like yeah.
I feel like that might be where we're at in probably about 10 years to where you're like sitting in a chair and then like they like put something in you.
How do we get
around this? I can't think of that movie. What's that movie called?
With Bruce Willis?
Nah, with the headset. Ready Player One.
Yeah.
Is that where we're headed? Like,
probably. And I bet that shit's being worked on already.
Because like in Ready Player One, he put the suit on and you like feel it and everything. Yeah.
She's
What was that from?
What Grandma the hell was that?
Grandma, yeah. Hasta la vista, turd nuggets. I love that.
That talks like a robot.
Yeah.
Because he's got a
whole,
like,
the Neo vest. Yeah.
That's crazy.
He has a song playing too. he was wired in, bro, in that game.
Damn, I forgot look about at that. Like, just those graphics.
Oh, I forgot they can't. People watching this
game. Oh, yeah. What game is that?
It's Hellblade 2.
I don't know.
Hellblade 2.
Yeah, Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2.
I don't really game that anymore.
Yeah.
This the last game was actually kind of groundbreaking as far as graphics. The narrative was
crazy. This looks like shit right here.
I don't really play games anymore like that.
I can't keep up.
Me either. Now, it's too competitive.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, but see, online multiplayer, I can't do it. Yeah,
my son stopped being fun to play with because then I was like the one that's like getting yelled at.
Yeah.
We turned into those.
He's giving me an unplugged controller.
Yeah. Am I doing this right?
Sure, Dad.
Yep.
Is that me? Or?
Yeah. My son too. He'll we'll play together, and after a while, I'm like, bro, I can't. And he's like, it's all right. And he was upstairs with his friend. Like, it's the same thing. Like, I can't keep up.
Yeah.
I can't. Now VR one, I love playing it. It's fun. Like, it is fun, we'll play the. We got the two VR, so we'll play that game, Gun Raiders.
That's what my son plays. That's what I was playing yesterday. That I game cannot fun. Reload the shotgun, bro. I'm just like, what is happening?
But it's fun, though, bro. Is it? Yeah, you're just flying and you're collecting shit. So it's just me and my son. Like, we're just waiting for people to come in. Yeah, it's like it's like Fortnite, essentially.
Yeah, that's what my son was telling me.
Yeah, it's fucking fun, man. But yeah, I can't do, like, even the RPGs, the role-playing games, like, where it's not online, like Star Wars. I bought Star Wars. I bought the Spider-Man game. I bought Far Cry. Just shit where I can play.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, those motherfuckers ain't been finished at all. Yeah. I'll buy a game. I'm like, I finished 20% of it. And after that, I'm like, I think I'm good. Like, I like playing the Far Cry games because it's so open world. So, like, the missions are just extra to me. I can just go kill people. I can go hunting.
I don't
actually
play the game. Like, whenever I very first got Red Dead Redemption on, I think it was like Xbox 360, I never actually did any missions. I was just like out, like fucking around starting shit.
Yeah. I did that with the Spider-Man game on PlayStation.
That was the funnest one too.
Like, I think I was unemployed and I was like, I'm just going to play it. And I actually finally played the story. But yeah, that was a good game. Just flying around and it was fun. But yeah, I don't really... Nowadays, it's my son playing everything. I still have a PlayStation. He plays it every now and then.
Yeah.
It's all like
VR. We're old heads. So, like, yeah. I know damn well if I were to put, like, Mario Party, Mario Kart, you guys would finish it. We're like, we're doing this shit. Hey, Mortal Kombat, we're fucking doing this shit, bro. We're going to go rounds. But, like, fucking all these other games, 30 minutes, an hour in, I'm like, hey, bro, I'm good.
Yeah, you play by yourself. Especially if you have you tried to play, like, online, like Call of Duty?
Yeah, bro.
Like, man, it's like, man, dude, like, what's the point of me playing? Like,
and then you
start and then I'm killed.
They're ranked. So like you'll be like in a match where like everyone's like your rank, but somehow you win. And then they all of a sudden bump you to the fucking best rank. Call of Duty, bro.
Yeah, I played it COVID. I hadn't played it in forever. Mm-hmm. And then COVID happened. I worked from home. We were working from home. My cousins were like, oh, the Warzone came out. Like their free BR came out. So I was like, hell with it. I ain't got nothing else to do. We started playing it. And I got like, I ain't gonna lie, I got like hella obsessed with it for a while. I mean, I was at home anyway. I wake up, just play. But, bro, I sucked. Like, I could never be successful. And then, like, recently, my cousins were like, let's play again. And I tried to download it. Bro, two games in, I was like, yo, I'm getting off, bro. I'm done, bro. I'm like, I'm out.
It's frustrating. Yeah, like, you're just like, bro, fuck these motherfuckers. Like, what the fuck? Yeah,
I used to play with, like, Fudge and Eva. And we used to play, like, the zombie one.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, I can do zombie. Like,
that's cool.
Computer. And, like, man, we're getting pretty good. And then, like, play online, it was like, all right, these dudes are like playing in fast forward.
Yeah.
Like, how the hell are they?
Oh, yeah, sliding by me. I'm like, oh, you were just right here. What are you doing?
It was like, oh, there's somebody and you're dead.
And then you have to just sit there and watch your teammates suck for another 30 minutes before you can get back. Like, damn, bro.
And you gotta like sit there and after you finish the game, you gotta look at yourself when you're like, I suck, and he's like,
you're not that guy, pal. Trust me. Yeah. You're not that guy.
Yeah, bro, man, every time I game, I get off thinking like, man, I could have been doing something way more productive. Yeah,
there's
every time,
so much more
like,
shit I
didn't improve
doing
my skills in this game.
I just wasted like 3 hours. Yeah,
I just played for an hour and got one kill. Yeah. I could have read a book. I could have done something, anything. Yeah.
That's why I got PlayStation 2, because I was like, bro, I can just play the games that they're not online. They're just my
nobody's
game.
Nobody's picking on you.
No, yeah, I can just do whatever the fuck I want, bro. Yeah. That's same thing.
Yeah, I'll play for an hour and then complain that damn, I don't work out enough, and I'm like, I just played a game for an hour.
Start
like,
making you reevaluate your life.
But you're too tired to go work out now. You're like,
like, I could have wrote a rap. I could have done something.
Now I don't want to.
Now I just want to go to bed.
I'm mad at myself for not doing it. I'm gonna go to bed.
Now I'm just gonna call it quits and try again tomorrow.
Yeah, fuck that.
Same
way, man. Yeah. Same way. All right, D-Flow Daniel. We are already an hour and 20 minutes.
Really are we really?
Good. Yeah, we're an hour and 20 minutes. It went by
shit,
fast.
I was just about to ask, what are we at?
Yeah, we're an hour and 20 minutes, but I know Lyrical has
I didn't
a question.
Ask any of them.
Let's go for a little bit longer.
My bad.
Let's get it. No.
That flew by.
It went really, really fucking good.
I was going to ask you about a movie, too.
Do it.
Don't do that.
Okay. No, ask me.
Did you see Air?
Yes, I just saw Air. I actually just saw Air. I didn't love it, but I did like it a lot.
Okay.
So, I didn't love it. It just felt like a... It just felt like they put the actors like, let's just get it done. Like it went bing, 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 boom, 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 boom. But I did like it because I was like, I got to know the story and the background and what really happened. Yeah. But it just felt like a...
What is Air?
The story about Michael Jordan
going... It'd be more about Nike. It's the story about Nike pursuing Michael Jordan.
Yeah. And trying to get him signed
with
on there.
Matt Damon and Jason...
Viola Davis.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, bro. Come on, bro.
Yeah. I thought Jason Sudeikis was in it.
No, Ben Affleck. Oh, Jason Bateman.
Bateman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a It was a good movie. I did like it, but again, it didn't feel like a move. Like, I don't know. It didn't give me this. I don't know. It just felt very, I don't know. And it might be just me, the lens choices. Like, everything was so up close. So you just saw the actors. That was it. You didn't get to really see the background of the world. That's what I meant. Like, I didn't feel like they were in the 80s at all. That was my thing. Yeah. So besides that, it was really good though. Like, I did enjoy the story. I did enjoy the characters, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck. I like everything. Like, even when they went to the meeting and Ben Affleck didn't really know what the fuck. Like, he's like, fuck, you know. But like, all right, you know. Like, I really liked it. It was. And I didn't want to watch it. My wife was like, I want to watch this. I was like, all right,
it's on streaming now or something.
Yeah. It's on Amazon.
I think I saw it on theater.
I didn't know that was already out.
Did you like it?
I liked it. Yeah, I liked it a lot. I mean, being a sports fan, mm-hmm. you know, I was kind of like, I don't know if I'll really care, but mm-hmm. like you said, like seeing the back end of the story and like the pursuit and like if you really like the way they make it seem in the movie, obviously like, we don't know what was going on in real life, but Michael Jordan, like almost like you can almost say he saved Nike.
Oh, 100%.
Nike. Yeah, like in 100%. That, yeah, like he's, like Nike was headed to just being just a running company.
So I heard the story when I watched, I don't know if it was the documentary of Michael Jordan or whatever one I watched, but I heard the story about him telling it himself, he wanted to go to Adidas.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the whole time, like, so I knew that, but I didn't know what exactly, how did it happen?
Man, I bet that pisses Adidas off whenever he says that.
Like, well, not really, because they weren't pursuing it. Nike took a whole different approach by how the movie went.
But I think in hindsight, they're probably like.
No, now they are.
Yeah.
But like, I think then, because if you watch the movie, like there's a scene where like.
He meets with all of them.
Yeah. Even Nike's like, I'm going to let you know, like. Adidas isn't like they're not trying to make a shoe around Michael Jordan. They're just trying to add like your logo on their shoe already, type of thing, mm-hmm. right? So it shows that where Adidas was like essentially telling like Michael Jordan, like, you're not really that big. Like, you're just a rookie. Yeah. Like, you're not really like, I'm not really sure why we would put you with like you're in a line with
they said like
Magic Johnson and Charles Barkley, all these people. And he's like, why? Like, you should be happy that that's what you're at. And Nike was like, we want to center this shoe and a whole line around you. Where, like, this is Michael Jordan. And essentially, like, you watch the movie, because there's still a lot that goes through it for them to actually get to that.
Yep. Who played Michael Jordan? No spoilers.
They're going to tell you if he goes to Nike.
Well, so nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah. I mean, there's somebody that's in, but you never see his face.
Oh, you
yeah.
don't see him?
They said they wanted, Ben Affleck said that he wanted to keep the film revolved around, like, the mom of Michael Jordan and, like, the people that made it happen. And then having Michael, because if not, then... People would be too much on like who played Michael Jordan, who Michael Jordan was, like why did he have enough screen
Michael
time?
Michael Jordan played Michael Jordan. Michael B. Jordan.
But it was still cool the way they did it because I never thought you would see Michael Jordan, but you would see the back of his head.
Yeah,
the back of his
head. Yeah.
He never. So it was just some bald dude.
I don't think he had any lyrics. I'm about to say lyrics.
Lyrics.
He didn't have any lines.
No lines whatsoever.
No bars.
No. He had hair.
Yeah, he had it.
Well, oh, he did.
I mean, Michael Jordan.
Oh, back in the day.
Back, back then, he had hair. What was that, 80 something? That was in the 80s.
81, right? 82?
Nah, it had to be longer than that. Probably, right? Like 86, 85? When,
Michael Jordan, maybe.
When did Michael Jordan drafted. Artistic skills at, Wolf? Start he rattling
Michael Jordan
off
with hair.
Years.
Yeah. With hair. Yeah, that's how he was right there. Look,
like
that.
No, the second one. The
second
one.
Picture.
They just put Michael Jordan in 2023.
Is that the second picture?
It's the second one he clicked.
That's how he looked right there, like the back of it and stuff.
You just saw the back of his head. Yeah.
Yeah, just like that. Yeah.
That looks real.
No, but yeah, I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Oh, poor kid.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Sorry to. I'm interested in what questions you had now.
Well, I have another one before since you went to the movie. Sorry, Lyrical.
Go ahead. But I don't want to make this too long.
No. So Dungeons and Dragons. Oh, we're good. Dungeons and Dragons. Did you see Dungeons and Dragons?
Nope.
I never saw it. I know you saw it, right, Lyrical? Mm-mm. Motherfucker. You saw Dungeons and Dragons. Didn't you just text me saying you saw Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did. It was fun. Like, I had no expectations for it.
Same.
I just wanted to.
You liked it?
Yeah, same. It was a fun movie, like, to watch with, like, the family.
Agreed.
I do.
Maybe
I'll
have to watch it.
But I will say this. As much as it was good, it was fun. It was a good story, for sure. And it kept me entertained. I wouldn't watch it again. Like, just because I'm like, I don't want to deal with the, like, it didn't grab me like that. But I can't deny that it wasn't a good movie. It was a really good movie. Like, I thought it was pretty cool, like the action, the characters. It was funny.
There were some cool fight scenes and stuff like that, and cool like magic.
But I wasn't like, as I was watching it, I was like, this is a good movie, but I was like, but I don't like it like as for me personally. Yeah. But like, if I were to just judge it on a just unbiased, it was a good movie. I give it like a good 7 out of 10. Like, it was pretty good.
I judge movies now just by like, did I enjoy that? Was I entertained? That's pretty much how I go in
movies. Like, no, yeah, yeah, same. Yeah, it was.
Are you not entertained?
Aren't you not entertained?
I mean, I have to watch it. I have to give it a shot.
Yeah, it's a fun movie. It's a fun like family movie to watch.
My son, I don't think he saw it. He wanted to see it.
So. It's good. It's funny. It's really good. It's a good, like I said, it's a good adventure story. So like, if you like the adventure,
based off the game, right?
Yeah.
The board game?
Yeah. The role playing game.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to tell you if it's accurate or not. Like,
I just know of it.
From the reviews,
it was just a fun movie.
It seems accurate. From everybody saying it, yeah, it seems accurate, like to the way characters are, like the way it's built or whatever. But like compared to like the first one, which I actually liked it because of Marlon Wayans. But I was also like 8 when it came out, 9 when it came out. So Dungeons and Dragons, the first movie.
What?
You didn't know there was a first Dungeons and Dragons?
No.
Yeah, it came out 2000. Yeah, right there. Look.
What?
Look at the poster. There it goes. Marlon Wayans right there. Yeah. I loved it. Jeremy Irons is in it. I loved the movie.
It looks like a
oh okay. Mortal, so they brought
like the
back.
Same Mortal Kombat looked.
It has that feel. 100% has the Mortal Kombat feel.
Terrible movie.
Mortal Kombat looked that same way.
I love Mortal Kombat.
Me too, bro.
I still love it.
That new one has nothing. It's trash.
I like the new one, but rewatching it over and over, I do agree that there wasn't enough fighting. The fighting scenes did go by fast, and I don't like.
They try to introduce Cole. A new character. Yeah, that's whack.
I don't
yeah.
like that they did that. They should have kept it with Liu Kang. But I do like the world that they build.
Right.
Now, if the second movie sucks, then it's true that the first movie is trash.
Yeah. I wasn't a huge fan. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan.
Be just setting it up for like, okay, now we're going to do all the shit. Because
I like the characters. I like the blood. I love the gore on the new Mortal Kombat. Like, that, to me, I was like, bro, the action, Sub-Zero, Scorpion, like everything about that was like all the action and characters were dope. But the story revolved around even having Liu Kang small, I was like, bro, he's too small, bro. Like,
he was tiny.
There's no way.
He was little.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
But overall, though, I enjoyed Mortal Kombat. I don't remember what I gave it, but I think I've been still standing at like
you gave it a 12 out of 10.
12 out of 10. I'll give it a 12 out of 9. I'm at like a 7 out of 10 on that one. I enjoyed it. But the first Dungeons and Dragons, I loved it. I couldn't get enough of it. But horrible. Only because of Marlon Wayans. Like, that was the only reason I got attached to it. Because I was like, Marlon Wayans is in the movie.
Marlon Wayans
was in Air, too. There's a connection there.
I'll tell you this. Are y'all going to watch Dungeons and Dragons?
The original. I ain't probably
no,
not.
No, okay. I can guarantee you I would never watch it.
I was so pumped to watch it, bro. And then fucking Marlon Wayans dies like an hour in.
I'm not watching it for sure.
What the fuck, bro? Yeah,
now I don't want to watch it.
Definitely not watching
it. And after that, the movie is just like,
that was interesting.
It's cool.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, whatever after that.
Here's a good fantasy movie.
Oh, 100%. Robin Hood Men in Tights. Have y'all seen that?
I used to rent that movie a lot.
So Blockbuster or what?
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle, he's like, hold on, let me pop up my kick.
Not you, right?
Damn, I feel lost. I did not watch this.
Is it
really? I used to love that movie.
It reminds me of the Robin.
It's really
Peter
corny.
Yeah, it's a spoof. It's a spoof on all that. Robin Hood.
Then that's probably hilarious.
Like Dave Chappelle, his name is Achu. His name is Achu.
They're making fun of the Kevin Costner movie.
Yes. Hood, right? Or whatever it's called. It's called Hood, right? Or just Robin?
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
The Peter Pan one was called Hook, right?
Peter Pan is Hook.
Yeah.
Hook, right?
That was Robin Williams.
That's a good movie, yeah.
Such a fucking good movie.
Spoofio.
Yeah. Oh, when he died? Yeah. Oh, man. That was a sad part. My wife hates that movie, but I love Hook.
Yeah, Hook's good.
What was it in the other movie? Oh, yeah. Fucking Dave Chappelle had the air shoes.
Actual hooks.
Fishing hooks.
Hook was a good movie. Oh, it gets a lot of hate. Yeah, that's a good movie.
I thought it was good, too. Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, yeah. And the new Peter Pan movie came out. I wasn't really too excited on that one. It looked okay.
I didn't know about that either.
Yeah, it was directed by David Lahr. He's from Dallas. So after he did two movies, Disney was like, yo, we want to get you up here. So he directed the new Peter Pan movie. But you know,
Is that it?
That's it right there. It's a woke movie.
Oh, well,
Disney's just woke.
Yeah.
Disney's all woke.
Yeah.
I think the Lost Boys are girls now. Some of them are girls. I'm just like, what are we doing here? I'm all for the inclusion, but like when it's right. Don't be taking away all these characters that are already done.
It's not necessary in movies.
No.
Like, it's especially not remaking a movie.
No.
Like if it's his own new story,
stick to the original.
But
give us that look, bro. Like I want to see Tinkerbell. I want to see Peter Pan. And I'm not saying these people aren't doing a good job, but like they're creating this war against, you know. And it doesn't make any sense. White people are minorities and for no fucking reason.
It's hard to be a white man these days.
It's all separation. It really is. It's all separation and division. Yeah. It's all, yeah, it's all separation. It's
oh,
all
for sure.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I would hate to be white. It's crazy time.
Bro, yeah. I remember back in the day, it was like, you got to be white to get to places. Yeah, now it's like,
now you get no opportunities.
Hell no. You born white, you're cursed for some reason, bro. That sucks for them, man.
It really does. It all caught up, man. It all caught up. They had their run.
Germany? No, it's going to Egypt now.
Yeah.
Isn't something on Netflix getting tripping out right now? I saw it today at my dad's house. I was like, something about Cleopatra,
because it's a Cleopatra documentary, and they made her black, and she's Egyptian.
Yeah, I saw it on the. It was on the news, and it has like 1-star reviews everywhere. Yeah,
because like, people are like, Egyptians are mad, going like, "Yo, you're like, well, why are you trying to erase our history?"
Dark, right?
Yeah, but this one is black. Like, but in the document, no. You're right, right? So, if my argument with that would be like, well, if she's black, but she's playing like a dark Egyptian, that's fine, right? No, the documentary states that Cleopatra could have been black and that she's black. There's even one of the persons they have, and they're going like, my grandma told me, and when I was little, that don't listen to nobody because Cleopatra's black. And I was like, this is a documentary. This isn't a fucking, like, what the fuck? Like, why are you giving us false?
Oh, okay. So this isn't a, like a movie.
No, it's a documentary.
Oh, I thought it was a movie too. I just saw it. A clip of it.
It's a documentary, and then they have like scenes playing, it's, like while they're talking and stuff.
It just depends on who's funding it. Whatever,
Jada Smith was the one that was executive producing it.
They did it again.
They did it again.
Netflix.
That's nuts.
What do they mean? Whoa. They.
Oh my god. They mean they them. I'm sorry.
Watch out! There's a Miller's coming.
Oh.
Those people did it again.
Oh. What do you mean those people? They have pronouns, right? Oh my! I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck. We're gonna cancel
enjoy
this
our last
show. No.
Yeah. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah. I guess before we leave, do you have any questions?
No, I don't. No.
Not anymore. You had fucking 15 minutes on this movie rant.
Look what I did. I shouldn't have.
Okay, here's a quick one.
No, that's perfect. I wanted to get into this. That was perfect.
Who is an artist that you wish you can download their catalog into everyone's head?
Ooh. That's a really good question.
Right?
Download.
That's a lot of power.
Because, you know, like, whenever you're talking to somebody about music and they're like, I keep coming back to this, but, like, Atmosphere is one that I talk about a lot, and then people are like, I've never heard of them. It's like, damn it, man, I wish I could just download it all into, like, everything that I know about them. I wish I could download it into your mind.
Like Apple, when they released the phone, they were like, everyone's going to get that free YouTube album. I don't give a fuck what y'all say.
Everybody deleted it right away.
Yeah, but nobody's listening. Yeah. Like to where you just...
Well, you're saying like the knowledge, everything.
Yeah, like if you can like have like a computer chip to download it into everybody's head.
Man.
Who would be the artist that you would pick?
When you put it like that, like somebody probably like Brother Ali, just because that's probably like one of my favorite. That's probably like my favorite rapper, right? Mm-hmm. And when we put it in the sense of like most people don't know it, so like that is for sure one that I would. But like my initial when you said that was, but everybody already knows his music was like somebody like Bob Marley, but everybody already knows Marley.
I don't feel like the last 10 years people probably not know.
I think they know the name more than they actually know the music.
Yeah. That's just
like, it's just because like he'll come around every once in a while and be popular and everybody's always
like
listening to Bob Marley.
Songs, yeah, like Three Little Birds.
Just like if I'm not trying to wish bad, but if Brother Ali died tomorrow, all of a sudden everybody's a Brother Ali fan. I've always listened to him. Yep. Oh, man, he's the GOAT.
You know, J. Cole just talked about that. And then I don't know if you listened to that song with Lil Durk. Probably not. He just came out.
Oh, he loves Lil Durk.
Johnny actually sent it to me. I haven't listened to it.
Well, his verse is talking about that. Like, his verse talks about like how, like, I never like heard of Lil Buddy till they murdered Lil Buddy. You know what I mean? And then like he's saying like I have a new rule, like don't post about him if you didn't say anything until he got hit. Like he talks about like that
it's
in hip hop. Like nobody talks about people until they die.
Or when they go to jail, all of a sudden they're the biggest rapper in the world. You're like, what? I didn't even heard of this one. Like, nah, bro, he's about to be the biggest. Like, he went to jail for murder.
When they're alive and they're doing stupid shit, like slapping people or getting in shootouts, like, oh man, this guy's so badass. But then whenever he's killed, then they're like, oh, what the hell? You know, like he was such a, you know, positive influence. And it was like
that's always been a thing with hip hop for me. Hip hop, that's always been a thing for me. Like they'll rap about certain things but then like be like expected to be like a positive, like considered a role model.
Yeah, yeah. So weird. Like you bring that energy on. Yeah.
That's
like,
that's the hip hop culture right now. Yeah.
Look
is what
at
it
John
is.
Morant. The basketball player.
Oh, yeah. What's going bro, on have you seen that shit? Mm-mm. He's a basketball player for the Memphis Grizzlies. John Morant, J-A, and then Morant. Space, yeah. M-O-R.
Oh, I've just seen him. That name
so he's
recently.
Like, so he's like a, he just signed like a $200 million deal, and then like he was in the club with like a gun and was on IG Live yeah. Yeah. Gun, with a gun, and then
he got doesn't his, look like the type.
He okay, so he grew up in a well-raised, yeah, like,
that too.
A good family, like oh, in my shit, neighborhood. Really? Like a really good upper, yeah. You know, and so.
Both two-parent home, everything. Mm-hmm. Like, he grew up with a.
Yeah. Oh, everything, man. He went to a good school, and yeah. Then once he got in the NBA and, like, all turned of a sudden. Gangster. Yeah, he just was like, I got all this money, and, bro, he's been on live with guns, bro, throwing gang signs. There was even a song, I saw TikTok where it was a J. Cole song. Where I forgot what song it was, but it was a hook, and then right after the hook, he says, "This is the part where thugs skip it,"
oh,
and he
yeah, skips yeah,
it. And just he just did that on purpose to let you know, like I'm a thug type yeah. of thing. Like so, right when that part starts, he it's fucking the part skips that the song.
Skip.
Yeah. Yes, that's yeah, it. That is yeah, the part yeah, where the thugs skip, and then he skips it.
Yeah,
I was that. Like, damn, like he really has to just make like.
So is he like gotten in trouble?
Yeah,
or?
So he got so he got suspended during the regular season, and now the season's out right now. He's out. He's not playing, but he. He was just on Instagram mm-hmm. again, got caught with a gun on Instagram again. So now, like, this was, like, 2 days ago. Now they're, like, trying to figure out what to do.
What's wrong with him being live with guns?
That's well, what I was about
who,
to ask.
Who he's hanging out with as well and, like, all the environment that he's doing.
Right, nothing, right? Nothing at that point, right? Like, but...
Oh, just in coming the nightclub, he's not okay. supposed to.
Yeah, well, that... Yeah, he was in the night... He was on Instagram live. But, like, that's I guess true. When you're in the NBA...
Yeah, still you image. Probably there's have an, to.
You a, have a certain image. Hold up too.
Yeah, there's a certain character you have to. I mean, he's got sponsor deals with Nike. Like he's got a signature shoe coming out. Image. Yeah, like his own shoe coming out. Like parents want kids buying the shoes. Mm-hmm. The parents are the ones that buy it.
Do they
want?
I buy his gun.
I've seen people make
what
fun
kind
of his gun.
Was it?
It was like a little, people make fun of it too. Like it was remember. Little. People make fun of it. It was like a small little pistol. Like it was.
You got hollow points.
Yeah, like so. And just in that sense, like you're expected to be a role model at that point. You signed a $200 million. You're worth $200 million. Why have somebody carry mm-hmm. it for you? Yeah. You know what I mean? Be smart.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're just throwing it away because again, like, yes, you're right. Like, what is it having a gun on life got to do? You're right. Nothing. You can do whatever the fuck you want. But more than likely, you will lose all your sponsorship. Yep. You'll lose all your money. You might get cut from the NBA because they don't want that type. Because you have kids looking up to you. And again, you can do whatever the fuck you want. But when you go to like NBA, it's like.
And
yo,
even still, you can do it all you want, but why publicize it?
Exactly. Like, do it at the fucking. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
We probably need to wrap up soon. No?
Yeah. You can go. He's got to pee real bad then.
Oh yeah. I've been like shaking. Nah, is that your wife's drink? Nah, this is probably the only former podcast I listen to. So
well, appreciate that, man. Have you listened to other podcasts? Like, you've gone out, or like you've just been like, you've kind of seen the.
Sorry, theme. But not really. No, it's just there's so much to consume now, man. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of times, and I don't know if y'all do it. Do you ever actually sit through a whole podcast episode?
Well, it depends.
Only certain. It's certain
like through
podcasts.
Like the ones I love. Like the whole, you watch it all the way through. Yeah,
it's like honestly, when I was at FedEx,
it's
I could
rare.
Do
it's same rare. For me. Yeah,
at work at FedEx, I could listen through 8 or 9 podcasts a day. But like now, at a normal life, like me, the way I work and everything, I can maybe once or twice a week listen to one or two podcasts a week. You know,
like all the way, but like
all the way through. But that's hearing it in the background, like your mom's house.
Yeah.
I'll definitely listen to those.
You listen to Two Bears?
Two Bears. Yeah. But like other than that. And even then, like, I might skip your mom's house that week. Oh, I'll wait next week or whatever.
Yeah. Sometimes they're too long.
Yeah.
And well,
like this one?
Like, like Tuesdays with Stories, it's usually capped right at an hour. Mm-hmm. And even that, like, I haven't really been keeping up with.
I listen to Theo Vaughn sometimes.
I love Theo Vaughn.
Yeah, I listen to this past weekend sometimes. But a lot of times it depends on the guest. Like,
same.
Yeah. Like, but even still, like, I'll space it out. Like, right now I'm listening to Bert. Reicher's podcast with Rainn Wilson.
Scattered on.
Oh, I've only listened to that one.
But I've been listening to it for like, I think it came out a couple days ago. I've been spacing sections. It out.
Yeah.
It's just because the way my life works. Like, I listen a lot of times when I'm in the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I
listen to him on Rainn Wilson on Theo.
So did I.
And that one, I'm like, again, in and out. Yeah. I don't know. He's a good.
Yeah.
He's someone I thought I'd be more interested in, but not really.
Well, because you think Dwight probably, right? No, or no, you just,
I, it's just
he's that's not, what I think.
But that's not really. Yeah, that's what I think too.
Because I like his media either way, but it just feels like he's not getting a lot of the jokes.
Right? Oh, he's more serious.
Yeah, like not because he's trying to be
in
funny.
In the Theo one, yeah, he's
the Theo one. He's trying to be funny, but he just also not, he also doesn't get Theo's humor.
I watched it all the way through.
Because so he'd be like, "What? What is? Yeah. What are you?"
He did the same thing with Bert.
Like that.
You watched that?
You gotta explain the
I
joke.
Saw like like clips of it on TikTok.
I still enjoyed it. I still it's still not bad. Like it's still like Theo's being Theo, so it's still good.
Well, like, but my thing is like, if you go on Theo's show, you should know Theo.
Yeah,
like, you should expect Theo.
His episode with Drewski was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I have to see that one. I haven't seen that one.
That one was good, bro. That was one that I watched for a long. Like I almost listened to all the way through. But it's very rare that I listen to a full podcast episode. Cause I'll just at work, it's really hard to like actually do my work, and still like I'll have it on, but then I'm like
paying attention.
I didn't hear what, it's like when I'm reading a book and like I'm like, what the hell did I just read?
Eight pages in. Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, what did I read?
So I gotta go back.
A lot of times, like even with y'all, it's like I'll space it out. Like it's always in my continue. You know, watching or whatever. So
I do that to Rogan's. Like I'll take my kids to school and I'm listening to it on the way back, and then I stop. And then
I think Quentin Tarantino's the only episode that I ever listen to beginning to end of Rogan's.
Me is just the get. Like you said, it just depends on the guest. Yeah. So anything alien conspiracy or you know anybody I like, I'm on it.
You on that?
Yeah. But other than that, like, I'll skip a good amount of them.
Was the Oliver Stone one where he talked about the JFK assassination? Because he's been investigating that for about 30
seconds. Oh, I heard about that one. Yeah,
that's actually a really good one because a lot of the stuff he states, you go and look it up and you can find a lot of stuff.
He interviewed somebody named Dan Flores, and I was like, I feel like I have to listen to that just because of my name. It's like, I feel like I got to. I started listening to it. I was like, nah, I'm not worth it.
Yeah.
He was like some historian guy. I'm like, yeah, I'm good on that.
Yeah,
bro.
See, some of those, I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah, Rogan all depends on the guest for me. Rogan's straight.
He's a good interviewer, but
great interviewer, yeah.
I feel left out. You're naming comedian podcast. I listen to Lex Friedman.
No, Lex is dope though. Lex is dope. Yeah, Lex is dope.
He can be a little boring sometimes, but I like him.
I think it's just his voice, right? That's boring. Just his, like the way he speaks is boring. But
very
like
slow.
Lex with Rick Rubin was super dope. I like that.
I like Rick Rubin. Whenever he talks,
he did Rogan. Did you listen to that?
Yeah. Isn't Rick Rubin from Texas?
No, I don't think so. No. He lives in Texas.
Okay.
Or he did. He bought a house in Austin or something.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, I thought it was.
Yeah, I don't
know the way around.
I think he's from New York, right? Somewhere up there?
I think so, because he worked with a lot of...
Yeah, he was like the Beastie Boys and all them. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Yeah. He probably is from New York. Yeah, Long Beach, New York.
Yeah, that's what... Yeah, so...
All right. Well, we're running almost on 2 hours about here. So let's start wrapping it up. This is a lot of editing for me, but this is a good episode. I really, really enjoyed it.
My bad, guys.
It flowed so well. I didn't even know we were an hour and 25 minutes in when I told y'all.
Pun intended.
All puns intended.
Yeah. D-Flo, Daniel, thank you for coming through. It was great to have you on as a guest, man. Really awesome. Your music is dope, man. I really hope everybody goes and checks it out. Before we leave, tell everybody where you can find you, where they can look you up, everything.
Spotify, Apple Music, everything is D-Flo Music, D-F-L-O. Do not add a W, just D-F-L-O Music. Instagram, D-Flo 224, D-F-L-O 224. Man, I'm grateful. Like, truly, like I said, this is the only footwork podcast I really rock with or listen to.
Hell yeah.
No offense to the others. I just haven't done my research. I'm going to listen, bro. I got you. I see all the clips. I see the clips. But no, like, it's an honor to be here, man. This has been a long time coming. So
I'm glad you were on here. I'm really glad you're a fan. Only way you can listen to also is this.
Not unless you're gay.
So just saying.
Well, never going to listen.
Yeah, it helps. Got to have a Bud Light with you. Check them out, guys. Music is really dope. Really good artist. What's fucking loud? Is it mine's the one who's fucking loud. So at the end of the... Oh, check us out, guys. Look at follow us at TFT Everywhere. Give us 5 stars on Spotify, Apple,
or 3 subscribe. Or 2 or 1.
No, don't listen to funny. And then Daniel, at the end of the episode, when we have a guest, we always say, no, you say thanks for the invite, and we say thanks for accepting everything.
I know how it goes.
All right, whenever you're ready.
I don't think you need to tell him.
Yeah, you need to tell me.
He's going
to
be like, come on, bro.
Yeah, I was like, bro, he was like explaining. Yeah, I'm like, bro, where you going? I'm waiting.
I want to say this was the first time I didn't have to explain it, and the first time I explained it correctly. Am I right, Juan?
Even if you were explaining
it
wrong.
And it was a waste.
Yeah. It was a waste.
I knew. Anyways.
He would have corrected you.
Be like, bro, no, actually. Anyways, thanks for the invite.
And thanks for accepting our invitation.